take off those checkered pants.
From the writer of Silence of the Lambs and the producers of Snatch comes the motion picture that completes the trilogy.
He's killed 14 people that we know of.
Sunshine, and Scott, her questions.
You're trying to catch him yourself, aren't you?
The world's most feared serial killer is loose again.
You hear that, Doug? I'm coming to London!
Is this coincidence? Are you back on the case? If so, goody goody.
Dining on human flesh. Once he was subtle, but now he's not beating around the bush.
Is this Clarice?
Universal Pictures presents Hannibal.
I'm giving very serious thought to eating your wife.
Snatch. Opening in theaters everywhere.
901 at 560 WQAM. Happy Thursday to you. Boy, the QAM family just continues getting more dysfunctional by the minute.
Yes.
If you ask us. And we'll tell you the answer is yes. For example, we got...
Hola, this is Carlos.
Yeah, we got that, you know. Although at least Carlos has got a mentality that's just a little bit above what Clarence is looking for. Because I asked Clarence this morning, I said, well, what demographic are you appealing to now? And he said...
Nine.
Uh-huh. What demographic would you like to be our median age? Not just necessarily age, but mentality. And he said...
Nine.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's got a good head start. But don't get started, Neil, because that would be really bad.
Check it. You gotta love it. Pick it up, Dallas Dance, 567-0560, baby. Come on, South Beach, I know you're down there. Where are you going tonight?
Come on, bring
Come
it.
On, let me feel it.
Bring it.
Feel it.
Bring it.
Feel it.
Feel it.
Oh, somebody tell me Jimmy C's tonight for those Latin lovers down there by the old forge.
Oh, brother. So anyway, in case anybody missed the debut of Scott Farrell on QAM last night, we have plenty to say about that. We'll get to it. First of all, can you imagine we got the Beast and Zach at 10 o'clock tonight? Now, can you imagine the battle for the food on that show?
Are they going to be in the same studio?
If they could get the ratings by the pound on that show, have a 25 share easy. 10-2, the Beast and Zach following the big...
Oh!
You know, I'm beginning to realize we got some holes in the, in the lineup here, you know what? There's some definite holes in the QAM lineup.
Come on. I love those Latin ladies. What I don't like is the cack on this microphone. My God, it's from like 1986. Hank was busting off some lip chunk. Jesus. Howard in the morning with some Kellogg's.
Yeah, Howard eats that. What is that brand that he eats?
Special K.
The special. Special K for the mole man. Anyway, here's the facts to get us started. I do want to mention that Raymond in sales is not only an asshole, he's also a liar. Don't we want to say that, Beaner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an asshole and a liar, like most salespeople. Also, Bob Eisenberg, thanks for the new copy, Bob, but you got like this white stripe down the middle of it on your printer and fax machine. It's all screwed up. But you're a hell of a guy, Bob. Kind of like the white stripe he's got down the middle of that red piece he wears. Anyway, before we get into Raymond, who's a liar in our sales department, hey, we know you weren't talking about the client being on their best behavior. We know you were talking about... Little Beaner boy, be on your best behavior. I'm bringing in a client. He tries to turn it around like he was telling the client, be on your best behavior. And the client was out in the hallway.
Looked him in the eye.
Looked him right in the eye and said, hey, Beaner boy, be on your best behavior. I'm bringing a client in here. And when I outed him on the air yesterday, and of course it's all over the building because they're all glued. They are glued to their radios during these 4 hours. Make no mistake about it. And anybody who gets ripped on this show, and of course there's a lot of people, they hear about it all day long. They hear it from the crowd. Don't you hate that expression? That was a Marv Albertism. He's hearing it from the crowd, and then everybody started picking up on it. Because those sports nerds, you know, they're all like a bunch of copycats.
Rolling right off of his lip onto that tongue groove.
He is so sick and so grotesque. You know, he really is grotesque. Scott Farrell. But he might fit right in on this show since I'm going on vacation starting tomorrow. He might do a great job here on this show during vacation. We'll find out who the audience wants. That's our poll today. We're getting off this movie thing. We've milked the movie thing very, very well. Thank you very much. And speaking of milking things, the Dracula, Gary Oldman phony votes, they didn't escape my very, very, very sharp eye. 39 votes, of which 30 of them are phony, and all started pouring in here this morning just to try to piss me off as if I really give a crap. Maybe they want to be boyfriends with...
Hola, this is Carlos.
With him.
He's got a following.
Is that, does he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly creditors. Here's a fax from, see, he's doing that again. You're doing this, making the same sounds that Beast was making with Pharrell last night.
I won't do it again.
And Mo is right. Far be it for me to ever agree with Mo, but he has got his tongue right on it this morning. I have seldom heard anybody suck such hard ass as Beast was doing with Pharrell last night. Just sucking. And you know something, Beast? You're still awful. We go baseball at 8:30. We go baseball. See, but this is what happens when you put a bunch of children on the air, and that's QAM, generally speaking. They pay a few of us the big bucks, and the rest of the people, they can't afford to pay anybody anything, so we have a bunch of kids. And then we got George, who's kind of in limbo, who's neither a kid nor, nor a professional broadcaster. He's somewhere like in between. But he needs the money. Wouldn't you think that's an apt expression?
Sure.
He needs the cash.
Right.
Anyway, the faction Todd in Hollywood says, watched Requiem for a Dream last night on an independent film channel. Thank you and George for telling me about it. Only problem is now my arm hurts and the refrigerator's attacking me. Oh, chronic Todd in Hollywood. P.S. Go to requiemforadream.com for a whole hell of a lot of fun. These people are sick and so am I. Yes, you are, Todd. Yeah, the Beast had his tongue inserted so deep in Pharrell's ass last night.
Rectum.
That it took four paramedics to get it to slide it out of there and about a pound of Vaseline. Who is your all-time favorite character from the movies, we asked yesterday in our final movie poll for a while? Inspector Clouseau, 131. James Bond, played by Sean Connery, 128. You see how important it was that we separated?
Wasn't denying that.
Yes, you were. Hannibal Lecter had 80. Dirty Harry Callahan, 78. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, 69. Carl Spackler from Caddyshack was tied with Michael Corleone with 58. You know, you asked me an interesting question, and the only thing I can think of why Michael had more votes than Don Corleone is because Michael was in three of the movies. And Don Corleone, he croaked in the first one. I mean, that's pretty bad.
What have I ever done to make you treat me so disrespectfully?
Exactly. Michael had 58, Tony Montana 54, Darth Vader 53. Don Corleone only had 44. And to be very honest with you, I don't think there's any comparison. Do you?
No.
But, you know, the audience said it. Gary Oldman's got 39 votes, 30 of them phonies, so stick him way down the bottom of the list of Dracula. They did that just to piss me off. Forrest Gump, 30. Josie Wales had 23. Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction, 23. James Bond, as played by Roger Moore, had only 22. Small potatoes. Fletch, 21. Doc Holliday, Val Kilmer, 19. Dracula, Bela Lugosi, 19. The real Dracula wins by a mile. Chauncey Gardner, 17. Mr. McMurphy, R.P. McMurphy from A Cuckoo's Nest, had 17. Howard Beale, who's the real deal. He should have done a lot better than that. I voted for me at 17. Mad Max, 15. Rocky Balboa had 15. General Patton had 14. Charlie Chan, 12. Beetlejuice, 12. Carl from Sling Blade had 11. Martin Riggs, Lethal Weapon 11. Sparky Griswold? Who the hell is that?
Chevy Chase from the Vacation movies.
I mean, those were funny movies, but that was their favorite character? Sarah Goldfarb and Travis Bickle, they all had 10. Sparky, Sarah, and Travis. Frank Booth had 9. That was George's
Heineken
choice. Popeye Doyle, 7. Ratso Rizzo, 7. Hank from Me, Myself, and Irene had 7. Hank had 7. Baby Jane had 7. Alex DeLarge from what you call it had 7.
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange. I would have got it. You didn't have to like see what he's doing. He's doing like the Beast. Fat Clemenza had 7. Tarzan, Johnny Weissmuller had 7 out there. Would like to get into his loincloth. Hunter S. Thompson, played by Johnny Depp in Fear and Loathing Lost Wages, 6. Jack Torrance, 6. Eamon Goat, is that how you say his name?
Get.
Eamon Get?
Amon Get.
What does Amon Get? 6. Sonny Corleone. Sonny only Santino only had 5 for crying out loud.
The bing! You blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz had 5. Nurse Ratched, 4. Ed Wood had only 4. Lawrence of Arabia, 4. Dark Helmet had 4. Hercule Poirot had 3. Red Butler, 2. Oh, we got, look at that, we got Red Butler. I just noticed that. Did you see that? Maybe they meant Red Buttons. It's supposed to be Rhett Butler, and we apologize, R-H-E-T-T. And it says Red Butler. Oh, brother, we got some stiffs running these polls. Stanley Kowalski won, and Joe Buck had none. Out of 1,235 votes, Joe Buck had the big...
Oh,
The big O. Which is amazing if you ask me.
The big O.
Yeah. See, now everybody's got their own jingle. The big O's got one.
Hola, this is Carlos.
You got Beaner Boy's got his own thing. Of course, the new guy, he don't have one yet.
Jesus.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we'll probably get some calls about Scott Farrell. What a fantastic job he did last night from all those professional sports lickers. See, first of all, anybody who would listen to ESPN radio in the first place has got to be a sports nerd. Nobody with a maturity of more than a five-year-old listens to ESPN sports, ever. So the fact he used to be on overnights on ESPN radio, and the fact that some of these people may be from New York and heard him there, those were the people who were calling in, sucking. I mean, you talk about the beast sucking ass real hard. Wow. Did you hear some of those callers last night? I'm with Pharrell. You did hear him because you got a spy report.
I did.
Where are they putting Neil with his breath?
Yeah, exactly. Way up in Toronto. And even from 1,200 miles away, they can still smell it. Hey, Pharrell, I'm sure you're a nice guy. That's a report we got put on the air. I wouldn't wish you on Heinrich Himmler or Cheap Channel. How do you like that? We're really moving up in the world. Here's today's poll before we do the break. Who should fill in for Neil this summer? George? Rick and Suds?
Pharrell?
Lynn Samuels, since you mentioned that yesterday, that she wants your job, and you're right. Steve Kane? The Beast? Or?
Hola, this is Carlos.
Beaner Boy. That's the list we got so far. Don't forget the deadline has come and gone. The deadline was 12 minutes ago for our Hot Couples contest. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Now we got about, what, 14, 15 pictures to put on there?
More than that.
More than that?
Yeah, it's about 18, I think.
Wow.
Yep.
So you have a week now to vote. What time are we going to have those pictures up, give or take?
Any second now. They should be up by 10, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
So then in the next week, up till next Thursday, May 22th, you'll be able to vote, and a couple of the most votes wins. Pretty good prize. Grand prize is 3-day, 2-night stay for two at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas with round-trip airfare on Lake Rear, and the runner-up gets dinner for two at the Pizza Loft. And you can hang around with Jeff Cohen. He'll tell you about how great it is to take that trip that you missed out on. So that's why we'll be doing that once each month, this month, and then in June and in Julio. How's Julio doing, by the way?
Haven't heard from him.
Damn it. Good guy, Julio. He was too good for QAM. We blew his ass out, his big fat ass. Probably because we got fined for I think we were over the weight limit at QAM. Don't you think?
Construction hazard, building hazard?
Yeah, we were over the weight limit. 913 at 560 WQM. You know, talk is cheap. It's easy to throw around a lot of really appealing low numbers that sound great. But when it comes right down to it, what can you really get refinanced at? 5%? 4%? How about 2.45% with our friends at Financial Group? With interest rates of only 2.45%, it really is your best bet, and it's rock solid, too. So call Financial Group now, toll-free, 1-800-940-LEND. That's 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time low, so why not refinance your home or buy a new home and take advantage of a sure thing right now? And that's 2.45% financing with Financial Group. What will 2.45% financing do to your monthly payments? You're probably wondering right now. Here's the answer. If you have a $200,000 loan, your payments are only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, you pay only $393 a month. Get yourself 2.45% financing from the good folks at Financial Group. Call them today. There's no obligation. Ask away. 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply, of course, and rates are subject to change monthly. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
He's a tiger, Jim Dunlap, wonderful WQAM.
What's the problem, officer?
Deploy from the vehicle.
If you're caught driving without a seatbelt, you will be removed from your car and shot. The police now have the authority to enforce seatbelt safety under the new Patriot Act 2. The new law is in effect now, so click it or be shot. Officers don't like doing this. They are only following orders. It's for your own protection in the never-ending fight against terrorism. Terrorist acts such as mouth noise, burping, and farting could be annoying to others. So under Patriot Act 2, eating will no longer be permitted in restaurants. Anyone eating outside the designated eating area will also be shot. It's the law.
The law.
We like saying that.
The law.
The law.
The law.
The law.
The law.
It's the law.
I'm thinking about ought to be against the law.
Jesus, he's got his own studio over there.
That should be against the law, putting him on the air. But I'll get into that a little bit. I don't want to be too harsh, do I? He'll be on for Hank tomorrow, by the way, Pharrell, in case anybody missed him last night, his debut. He'll be on tomorrow, 3 to 7. Hank will be at the Freakness again. Hank will be on today, though, from the Freakness, after the Mad Dog. We got the Big at 7. We got the Beast and Zach at 10 o'clock tonight. Entertainment by the Pound and Joe and Mark overnight. Well, I tell you, we got... Well, it's getting toward those summer months, you know, when we put anything on the air.
Right.
I mean... P.R. Ralph says, your good close personal friend, he says, I watched the movie last night on IFC. The drugs don't help me remember the name. Requiem for a Dream was the name, P.R. Ralph. What an awesome movie, but I have one question. How can those guys schlep a TV on the boardwalk in Coney Island in that cheap TV cart and it not fall down?
They were
careful. When you're as wired as they were and you've got, when you're as determined as they are, no problem. Never missed a beat. But you are correct. It was an awesome, very awesome movie. We'll watch it again Friday at 9 p.m. on Independent Film Channel. So if anybody didn't see it last night, forgot about it, or just whatever, it'll be on again tomorrow night at 9 on Independent Film Channel, the IFC. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Oh, you haven't died yet. Too bad.
Oh, that's your buddy.
It is.
2 days in a row, right out of the box. Beaner's not doing too good of a job on that. Well, Beaner's too busy,
he's
you know,
busy with the picture.
Talking about how much he enjoyed Pharrell on the radio last night. And he did. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Here's Miami again. Hello. Miami, hola. Nobody on there, Beaner boy. Here's Miami on line 7. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing? How you doing?
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, Pharrell.
Hey, listen, a couple things. First of all, I did watch that movie, Requiem for a Dream. Didn't get into it, man. I really thought it was a very slow-starting, very ponderous movie. But thank God, Godfather 2 was on at 3:30. And that helped. I didn't get it.
You didn't get into it?
No, it was slow-starting. I didn't think it made much sense. I had to turn it off, and thank God Godfather was on.
Oh, I mean, how many times, as much as I like The Godfather, how many times can you watch the same thing?
Oh,
you got to look in that Ragu spaghetti sauce commercial. You got to try new things, man.
This is Godfather 2. So anyways, I did try to watch it. I took your advice, but can't say I really fell for it. The second thing is, who do you think is going to get the boot with Mr. Pharrell? Big O?
Who's getting the boot?
Well, isn't he taking somebody's place? I mean, he's not going to be part-time.
Oh, I have no idea. Who the hell knows?
Well, at least you have one more person to put on the QAM School of Broadcasting.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of a new morning lineup. I was thinking that Gildy, Pharrell, and Lenny Martez would be good. Have a great day, Pally.
See ya.
He didn't like the movie. How do you like that? I saw for a second there the phones were all lit up like a Christmas tree. I thought those were all people who watched the flick last night and wanted to call in and say thank you. It was really sensational. Or maybe it sucked. I don't know. But this guy couldn't even get into it. I mean, okay. I'm sorry. I don't need to be seeing Godfather 1, 2, or 3 anytime again soon. Okay? I've seen them all about 500 times each. And my whole concept now, and the reason we talked about movies the last couple of weeks, is because I'm being turned on to a whole bunch of great new movies that I never saw before. They may not be brand new as far as in the theater right now, but within the last, you know, couple of years.
Right.
And they're all great. The Game was great. American Psycho was great. Requiem for a Dream, I don't care what this guy says. I'll take Requiem for a Dream any day of the week over Godfather 2. Godfather 1, no. Godfather 1 still up there in my top 5. And Requiem for a Dream is my top 5.
Mm-hmm. Slow starting.
I don't understand it. I think maybe this guy's had too many bad trips through Sunrise Lakes. He's got this aversion to people like Sarah and her neighbors. I think maybe that's what the problem is. Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Can you play the Pharrell tape?
Oh. So that's 2 out of 3 so far. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Miami, how come all these Miami calls? There's something really fishy here. Hello. See what I mean? What'd I tell you? 4 out of 5. Ain't bad. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Great.
You guys are the best. Listen, you got Suds Only on that poll for the summer?
No.
What about,
first of all, let me say this to you. As much as I like Suds, Suds doesn't do a show.
Well, that show with Suds and George was pretty good. How about Suds and George with the strippers and all that? That was a great show.
That's a possibility. George and Suds, we'll put that on there.
Also, I wanted to just take a moment to mention one of my memorable characters, since I didn't get through yesterday. Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny.
Okay.
Anybody, does that stand out?
Didn't see it. Anybody see it?
I saw it. It was all right.
My Cousin Vinny is a great mm-hmm. movie. Also, anything Marissa Tomei does is really good.
Okay.
Like Untamed Heart. Did you ever see that?
We'll take your word for it. Thanks.
Okay.
Get out of here. Here's a fact that says, when you're gone this summer, I think Joe Sakic and his Hurricane Game partner, Don Bailey Jr., should fill your time slot. They could just scream and orgasm about football because, as you know, that's all this town cares about. They could scream and, like, orgasm together is what he's saying.
Oh, my! Oh, my!
Squirt, squirt.
If these two are busy, Mo could just pull an 8-hour shift every day. He'd be so exhausted by the time you came back, he'd have to retire, and that would benefit all parties involved. Get the Honey Jr. That's what the fact says, okay? That's what it says, Joe.
Oh, my! Oh, my!
Should we put Joe Sakic on there just for laughs?
Sure.
Joe Z, get him on there. Okay, list is growing like Topsy. We can put that new poll up there anytime we want, Carlos. I just mentioned that in case you interact.
Working on the hot couples thing and the poll, so I'm typing up the poll and sending it to him so he doesn't have to do that.
All right, don't start getting all defensive on his behalf, okay? He can handle it. He's a big boy. I mean, really big.
Are we going to put George and Suds on there?
Yeah, I just said yes.
Okay.
Just see how he is.
Fine.
See how
George,
he wants another
Suds,
listing on the
Pharrell,
poll.
Lynn Samuel, Steve Kane, The Beast, Carlos Beaner Boy, George and Suds, and Joe Z is what we got so far. And if anybody missed Pharrell.
Did you see some of the hose they got on the wall dripping in there?
Huh. I guess he's going to be spending a lot of time in the control room there, in our control room. Not in my room in there, but in yours.
Oh,
he wants to see some of the hose dripping on the wall. By the way, that ain't hose dripping. Better not tell him what it is.
No, nose.
926 at 560 WQAM. God only knows what's on the wall in that joint. Hey, get into the barbecuing season with the perfect grill at the absolute best price. It's guaranteed. This week, take advantage of no payment, same as cash financing until January of 2004 on approved credit with our friends at Barbecues Galore. Barbecues Galore carries the largest selection of barbecues and accessories you'll find anywhere, and even better than that is all at the guaranteed lowest prices, including liquid propane, natural gas, charcoal, smokers, and tailgate supplies, too. Barbecues Galore's got an exceptional selection of Weber grills waiting for you from the Weber Smoky Joe Charcoal Barbecue at only $27.70. to the Weber Summit Gold D, which features six stainless steel burners, a double-walled stainless steel lid, side burner, rotisserie, and much, much more. Barbecues Galore carries an exclusive line of grills with more great features at half the price of comparable grills elsewhere. How do you want to say that? I'm just trying to look down the stripe down the middle of the copy, Bob. Before you buy a new grill, you got to check out Barbecue Galore's amazing selection with stores in Plantation and Coral Springs, too. Let Barbecues Galore's knowledgeable sales staff help you pick out the perfect grill and answer all your barbecuing questions, too. Everything you'll be needing for barbecuing waiting for you at these two great stores. Don't forget, Plantation and Coral Springs, Barbecues Galore.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Los. Neil and Jorge are sick. I take their place. Oh, I forget to play open bit. Today we put up a poll. The poll will be your favorite operating system. What is your favorite operating system? Windows 87, Windows 95, Windows 98, 200 NT, Windows XP Pro, Windows Me, or Mac Rallies. Lego to the phone. Dubla QAM.
Whoa, you're doing another poll. They're not even there today.
So, is part of the tour.
Whoa, not a moment's peace. I haven't slept in 4 years.
Yes?
And an underling like you just strolls in, and I have to kowtow to his whimsy.
Yes?
I hate you.
I hate you.
I hate you, too.
I hate you, too. Please do not hurt me.
Well, you got me there.
We'll be right back.
9:30 at 560. I don't think so. Here's the facts. This looks like a Rich Packer's writing again, but it obviously is not. Maybe he just has the same printing as everybody else, you think? Because this is our most chronic faxer for sure, from the plumbing place. It says, is that voice for real or are you kidding? He sounds like Romy after gargling with glass shards. George should fill in and bring in suds every Friday, is what this says.
I love that guy.
Or every day.
You hear what he just said?
I love that guy.
There's nothing better than a guy that just farts and burps.
There you go. We got it licked.
Love that guy.
Well, I don't know him personally. I've never met the guy, but I've said it consistently from before he was on the station. Well, he was on from ESPN. It wasn't really on the station. He just doesn't have a voice for radio, and it is his pretty much his real voice, what Beaner Boy told me.
Yep.
You were in there and, like, bonded with him in between, and he talks like that. See, nobody could fake that, because if you try affecting that sound, within about 20 seconds, your vocal cords will start hurting, and you'll never be able to speak again.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's his voice. In fact, here's a fax from Anthony. By the way, Anthony, don't tell me how to read. I do good poll, Anthony, okay? Anthony, 22, male listener since May of 1998. Excellent. That's our demographic, Anthony. Send us some naked pictures. Scott Farrell sounds like he's doing a bad impression of Tom Arnold. Also, you read your poll results wrong. I don't want to instruct you how to do your show. Then don't, Anthony. We should read the winner of the poll last. Read from the bottom to the top, like in Hebrew, I guess. Isn't that how you do it in Hebrew? You read from the bottom to the top?
Or backwards.
Something like that. Well, anyway, thanks, Anthony. That's for you, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to get that new poll up. I don't want to be pushy, but it seems to me, I could be wrong, but it seems to me that if he puts the new poll up there, then he'll, at his leisure, he can do the thing with the pictures for our contest. See, so the people can start voting on that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm sure that's what he's doing.
Are you?
Let me call him. Make
Who
sure
should fill in for Neil this summer? George, Rick and Suds,
Pharrell. And just belches, and the best thing I told this guy the other day, I said, literally, the favorite thing I hear when that guy does that is, about 30, man.
Who should fill in for Neil this summer? George, Rick and Suds,
Pharrell,
Lynn Samuels, Steve Kane, The Beast, Carlos, a.k.a. Beaner Boy, George and Suds, or Joe Z, Joe Zagacki.
Joe Zagacki sucks, okay?
Okay.
That's the choices so far. And aren't you bitterly disappointed, Requiem for a Dream? We had the one or two faxes, I guess. And we had the one guy call so far who saw it last night, tried to watch it, and couldn't get into it. It was too slow, and he wound up watching Godfather 2 again.
I've never met anyone that wasn't blown away by that movie.
I mean, that's one of the, okay, I'll say 10. I'll stretch it. It's one of the 10 best movies ever made. That's not my opinion. That's a fact.
Right.
It's a non-debatable, it's like saying today is Thursday where we are right here. It's Thursday, okay?
It was flawless. There was nothing wrong with it.
And as far as it starting slowly, well, what does that mean it started slowly? It's just, in fact, if it would have started any faster, you never would have lived through it.
Right.
Because that's the idea of the whole movie. It starts a little slow, and then it like speeds up, and it gets wound up and wound up to the point where you like, you know, like you feel like you just dropped acid. I don't know, bitterly disappointed, but not surprised. Not surprised. That's this crowd. They're still watching Caddyshack. Here's Homestead. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
Question coming into the summer vacation season. You used to talk about Amsterdam a lot. You don't seem to really talk about it. Your opinion changed. It's just from living there versus going there.
It's a great place to visit, but it's not a place to live. That's the problem.
Okay.
It's too backward to live there. It's too difficult to do everything. It's tough.
Okay. Good for vacation still, then.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Appreciate the opinion.
You going?
I'm going to try to.
Have a great time, man.
Thanks.
I'll see you on the dam, Rack. I'll see you by the old church. I'll see you on Neuendijk. I'll see you on the Prinsengracht. Let's see. I'm warning you, if you put Joe Ziggy Sucks on, I will vote for Dick and Bush.
Oh.
That's quite a threat. They're going to vote for Cheney and the W-Meister. P.S., what is that thing on Moe's head in that ghastly picture on QM? It's that dead muskrat. In fact, you know who's really upset with Moe? I know a lot of people are, but you know who's really pissed off with
Who?
Him?
Who?
I don't know if I should talk about this on air, but I heard rumors that the
PETA
people were really pissed that he's walking around with that animal, because it appeared to be still moving around a little bit. If you look at that picture closely, you'll see that every time you click onto it, it's in a different position. So the PETA people are really pissed off with Mo. It says, can you play the Super Mo bit? What is the Super Mo bit?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. That's what they wanted to hear. I see. Well, they know that this is my last day before vacation, so they're going to really be pushy today, huh? They want to get to me. Just like that thing with the pool, Gary Oldman's Dracula. Boy, that sure faked us out, didn't it?
No.
No, even Beaner Boy was onto that. He knew it. He knew you're full of crap. 5670560, pound. There must be somebody out there who watched that on the IFC last night and enjoyed the movie. Who's PR, willing to tell us that, huh?
PR Ralph's faxed us.
I'm talking about who's willing to verbalize it, discuss it, okay? Critique. Say something. Here's Deerfield. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes.
Neil? Do you remember that lady from the Miami Herald who called you and stabbed you in the back and then she tried to break you over for dinner? What was her name?
Tried to have me over for dinner?
Yeah, she stabbed you in the back and then she forgot and tried to invite you for a party and then you cussed around real good. What was her name?
You don't mean Ellie Brecker, do you?
Yeah, can I hear that bit? You had it on tape a couple years ago. That was so funny.
I have no idea what he's talking about. She invited me to dinner. I don't know. Do you have any idea? First of all, Ellie Brecker never stabbed me in the back. There was Pat Curry. That's a real old bit, but Pat Curry never invited me to eat. Remember Pat Curry? She was the radio, see, this is the thing at the local newspapers. To show you what experts they got. Kevin Bastard, he was the radio TV guy when he first came to town when he came in, at the bus station. And now all of a sudden he's a sports guy. Michael Mayo used to be a sports guy at the Herald. Now he's a columnist guy, like General LeCrat. No more sports. Tom Zicka used to be the used to handicap the dog racing. Now he's the radio TV expert. I mean the TV expert. He don't own a radio. And the same with Pat Curry. She was the radio TV writer. Then she became the religion editor for the Herald.
Well, she had religion.
Which give you an idea why she wasn't too fond of me. She was the religion pervert expert. Let's see, who should fill in for Neil this summer? I just voted on here, okay?
Oh,
I did not vote for Beaner Boy. I'm sorry to tell you that. And why isn't this working? Is this the poll is not? And let me see. Oh, the votes are on here already. Look at that. Rick and Suds have 4. George and Suds have 4. George has got 2 out of the first 10 votes. So there you go. The poll is up. And then a little bit, like after 10 o'clock, we'll have the pictures up of the hot couples, and you can vote on that. And this is a very important one because whoever the winner is gets that nice trip to the Bahamas, 3 days and 2 nights. And maybe we'll actually take some pictures while they're there. George would like to take some pictures,
right.
Especially if one of the couples wins. I think Carlos would like to take some of those pictures, too. Here's Deerfield. Hello.
Uncle Neil.
Deerfield. Yes, sir.
How's it going today, Uncle Neil?
Great.
Hey, did you happen to catch the Pharrell show? Was he saying last night that he despised you, or was that just a joke?
I didn't hear him say that. I just played the cart where he said the bit where he said he loves me.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Hey, was he the announcer for the Atlanta Thrashers?
Yes, for one season, and they blew his ass out of town. Yeah,
yeah, you heard what he said when they were down 9-0.
No.
He said, "Boy, we're really taking it up the ass tonight."
Uh huh.
I thought it was kind of funny. Oh well, great addition to the dysfunctional family.
Okay, thanks.
You got it.
He thought it was kind of funny. We're taking it up the ass tonight. Yeah, he's so raw. He makes everybody else, including me, look very tame by comparison, which is kind of interesting, Clarence, because at a time when we're under the gigantic Palomar microscope, not just the telescope, but the microscope to see the microbes to make sure that they're all clean and lily white. I mean, I did hear the F word last night, but again, I'm sure it must have been dumped because I'm hearing the pre-delay here.
Right.
Sure, it must have been dumped. Don't you think? Because otherwise, Tom Zicka could have a column about that today, and he doesn't.
Well, he might.
Yeah, he was did the Trashers game for one season, and they blew him out. I told you, I've got that on the mini disc in there somewhere. Believe me, you don't want to find it.
I mean, who wants to hear a hockey game the whole game?
I don't understand it. See, it's maybe I'm an old fuddy-duddy.
Yes.
Maybe I'm just out of touch with what's in and what's hip now.
Yes.
But that sound to me is like you know, it's like the taking a razor, not fingernails, but like a razor, a straight razor, and scraping it on a blackboard. And believe me, I think we're safe. I think the Mo Man don't have to worry too much about them sticking him, inserting him in a morning show. Because, I mean, it's enough tolerating first Mo with his arrogant, bombastic sound. That's a little bit somebody preaching at you when you get up out of bed in the morning. But also Geldy with that squeak, you know? That little squeak. But combining that with that, boy, a little over the top, wouldn't you think?
A little bit.
I don't know where that guy came from.
9:40, 20 till 10. At 560 WQAM. Speaking of muskrats on the head, there are some guys who think that the way to cover up their oozing bald spot is with like a dead animal or something that looks like a dead animal. Bob Eisenberg used to have that. He used to have that awful, nasty thing. It looked like a twin of the one that Mo wears. And then we said, hey, Bob, how about going over to Chuck Alfieri? You know, a guy like you, a big shot like you, can't afford to be walking around looking like that. And he went over to Chuck Alfieri, and we all were amazed at how almost human Bob Eisenberg looked. And he'll make you guys look even better than Bob because you probably got a better head start. You get what I said, a better head start?
I got it.
That's exactly what I meant. Be sure to mention Neil Rogers when you call Chuck Alfieri. You'll get an extra $200 off the already reasonable price of his natural hairline system. No matter whether you're a billionaire, a millionaire, or just a schlepper, this is the way you want to go, because at no price in the world can you get a better looking head of hair and get rid of that bald spot than Charles Alfieri's natural hairline system. This is the best, latest technology available anywhere in the universe. And you've got nothing to lose but that shiny bald spot, because everybody gets Charlie's 30-day guarantee. If you don't love the way it looks and feels and smells, if the beast don't have his tongue way, way inserted in your
rectum
by the end of the first day, Charlie will give you a full refund, no questions asked. So call toll-free and get some hair back, a great-looking head of hair, 1-800-321-2413. That's the toll-free number to call, 1-800-321-2413, or you can find out more on their website, charlesalfieri.com.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Guys, ballot.
What other guy?
The Republican guy.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Ted. I didn't want to break
that. Which one did you vote for, Ted?
I'm not going to get into it, Ted. You'll freak out on me, okay?
Not, no way.
Yeah.
That hooded freak?
Which one? Be specific.
What's his name, man?
I'm not going to argue, Paul.
The guy from CNN?
Ted Turner, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. You voted for Buchanan?
I voted for Ted Turner.
Dude, why don't you just send the police right into my pad?
I knew.
Why don't you just give them my Ted. Phone number and address?
Ted.
And let them come over Ted. And kill me. Man, you're going to elect the thought police.
Ted, this wasn't a presidential election. This is a primary, okay? I didn't have a chance to vote for the other side. Give me the chance to vote for the other side.
Rick?
What?
My pal, Rick, voted for a Nazi?
I knew this would be... I didn't vote for a Nazi!
Okay, now what happened to Lorenzo and Pamela on our hot couples?
He's on the phone, so he can't answer.
I see. Because we... Now, see, in all fairness, we put them on here. There's about 18 of them or 20, whatever it is. We put the photos on in alphabetical order so as not to skew it anyway. But Lorenzo and Pamela, the names are there, but there's a big slot. There's a big empty slot. As a matter of fact, if you look a few up, you'll also see a big slot. I mean... I didn't realize we had like a pornographic picture on there.
Oops.
George and Susan. Have you seen that?
Have I seen it?
More than 100 times?
I think we had to cover up parts.
Yeah, let's get Lorenzo and Pamela on here. We have to have like an even playing field here, okay? We don't want to have like everybody on here except one in the beginning. And then like we're discriminating against them. So I guess before you vote, we have to get that straightened out. Little technical glitch there for Eric, okay? I don't want to be picking
There's
on Eric.
There's no technical glitch. That might be on your side because I'm seeing Lorenzo and Pamela fine.
Well, they're not on my side, sweetheart.
Try refreshing and see if that comes back.
What?
Try refreshing and see if it comes back.
Okay, here I'm refreshing, okay? Oh, is that refreshing or what? I just popped the certs into my...
rectum.
And it was real refreshing. I guess that comment about the Thrashers are taking it up the ass tonight, that wasn't good enough to keep Pharrell on the Thrasher games. Okay, I'm refreshing, but it's not doing anything, okay? It's doing this real slow, you know what I mean? Like the slow crawl.
Yeah.
And it's not refreshing. So there's obviously some kind of a glitch.
Eric is still resizing the pictures. That's why I haven't put the link up to it. That's just for
That's why I wasn't finding it either.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, that's just
so that's, in other words, that's only on my page?
Right.
Well, I better, like, postpone that for a second. Because I already thought I voted. I don't want to say who I voted for. Although I think you probably got a good
idea. I got a clue.
Now I can't even get to my home page. He's got the whole thing screwed up. Okay, Eric, you have a good time up there, okay? Have a few sandwiches. It'll boost up your ego. I can't get anything on there now, and I wanted to give the results on the filling in because it looked like Rick and Suds were, like, winning the thing, and that's not good. Is it?
No.
Let's see. Jim says on the facts here, I think George and Fox News Heather should fill in. Well, George said he'd like to fill her in, but that's about it. I don't think that's going to happen either, not anytime soon. Oh, here comes my homepage, maybe. There's the thing at the top, the big...
Oh!
But I don't see nothing. Okay, obviously he's having some difficulties up there. See, you put too much pressure on him all in one day, you know?
Sorry.
Between the pool and then all these pitchers, man. It's just a little bit too much pressure for a fat man up there to handle in Orlando, you know? He's got a lot of important brunches to eat up there. And you just can't. Look at that. I've got all kinds of stuff on here except my homepage and except for those damn pictures I wanted to see. 56705. If we don't get one call from somebody who saw Requiem for a Dream last night and liked it, I'm going to be so... It's going to ruin my whole vacation. Anybody believe it?
No.
No, it sounds good, though. I might play it. What I'm going to do is just out of protest, I'm going to play the Pharrell tape.
I think he came from Broward.
Yeah, over and over again is what I'm going to do. Just going to play it all day.
Broward!
Just to aggravate everybody. Although he was getting a few votes on there last time I was able to... Can you see the poll result?
No.
No?
No, I tried to go back. I tried to go back to the secret page where we, our back door.
Yeah.
I can't get in it.
Can't even get in the back door, huh?
Back door.
I guess that's the end of Fox News Heather. None of us can get into it. Well, I guess Eric's pissed off now. He's going to show us. He's going to show us. You start picking on him, and since he's got the master control up there in Orlando, he's got us locked out of everything, okay? I guess we got a little bit too carried away for his liking. Here's Naples. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think it's a no-brainer, Neil. You've got to have Scott Farrell. If you guys don't put Scott Farrell on, you put George. He sounds like a funeral home director.
Yeah. You'll
have to switch over to the Tony Bruno show.
I see. So, in other words, you want a guy with a real gravelly voice on there that sounds enough to make you go nuts?
Hey, he's a world-class talent. He's going to be WQAM.
Thank you.
One of the top stations in the country.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. He's a world-class talent. You know something? That could be the greatest call we've ever had on this show. All the years I've been on the market, that could be.
Right.
That could be the greatest call I've ever had in my life. A world-class talent.
That was the greatest endorsement I ever got.
Well, he didn't necessarily say world-class broadcaster. Maybe there's some other talent he's got that we don't know about yet.
I think he was over there on the 441.
Yeah, maybe that's where he was. 56705. Oh, look at that. We already got, I got my thing back. Thank God. Who should fill in for Neil this summer? 92 votes. Rick and Suds, 34. George and Suds, 21. Now, Suds will come in a couple of times, right?
Oh, as much as I can drag his ass in here.
If you feed him, he'll come in.
Right.
George by himself, 17. Pharrell's got 8. World-class talent, Pharrell's got 8. Lynn Samuels, 3. Steve Kane, 3. The Beast, a pair. And you know who voted those two, Beast and Zach. Is there something going on with those two, by the way?
Something going on with the poll. Apparently it's getting attacked. The George haters, I think, are all coming out in force.
Why is that?
Because Eric says that the CPU use is going nuts. That somebody's definitely trying to do something to our server.
What do you mean they're trying to do something to our server? What
overload
does that mean?
The poll, or there's way too many people trying to access a part that they normally don't access all at once.
Will you just, you see, the two of you, just you fight about this between yourselves. I myself think that we're getting a great response here, okay? We're getting a fine response, and whatever it is, we're going to do what we want anyway. They know that. It's already a done deal. So what difference does it make?
No, I meant the glitching that was going on that we couldn't
quit
load the
your
page.
Bitching about the glitching, okay? Or we're going to stick your ass in the kitchen with Duff.
Sorry.
We'll strap you up to the goddamn wall in there for when he gets back. Beaner Boy's got a pair. That's what he's upset about. He's only got 2 votes. And Joe Z's got 2. You're tied with Joe Zagacki for last and the Beast. How do you like that? That's the category you're in.
I got 3.
You're in dead last.
Hola, this is Carlos.
No, they don't want to hear that crap. You got 3? Not on my thing you don't have 3. Well, let me refresh it and just make sure. Why, you voted again?
He probably
just voted again to get out of the tie with the Beast and Joe Zagacki. See, now I'm trying to refresh it, and I can't do it.
I just thought of something.
What's that?
Carlos does have the technical ability to make this poll, or any poll.
Do whatever he wants.
Whatever.
That's right.
Any result he wants.
Sure, why do you think that Dracula, that Bram Stoker's Dracula
Gary
with
Oldman,
the Gordon Lightfoot or whatever was
what
had,
he
like,
was busy doing
well,
this
yeah.
morning while he was here late. Then,
right.
See?
That's why we don't have any bedtime stories up, but we got Carlos doing 600 votes. That's who's doing it, by the way, Eric. Carlos is dicking with it.
I'm doomed.
He's dicking with our poll. Wait till you hear this about Jesse Ventura. This is so sad. I mean, MSNBC, why don't they just give it up? Okay, give it up, boys.
Give it up. Give it up for us. Come on, give it up.
Ventura will ease into TV host job tonight. Did you read this?
I skimmed it.
Oh. Ventura's introduction to the MSNBC audience will be low-key. On tonight's edition of Lester Holt Live, which airs from 8 to 9 p.m., he'll present a 5-minute segment from St. Paul called Hero of the Week. Ventura will gradually fill longer segments during that hour in the coming weeks until the network thinks he's ready to take over the entire hour. That's expected to happen during the summer, but Sorensen would not speculate on the date. Sorensen being whoever this program, Eric Sorensen, MSNBC president. The plan will also help MSNBC get experience in airing a live show based in the Midwest, something no cable news network has ever attempted. Kay Novell, man, a show from the Midwest. Woo! Can you imagine the technical difficulties of doing that? So, in other words, he's so bad that they're just going to start him out for 5 minutes and then, like, maybe 6 minutes and then, you know, maybe in a week or two, 7 minutes and eventually work him up to
9 minutes
an hour. And then maybe by the end of the summer, he can fill the whole hour up. See, the problem with Jesse Ventura, even though we like certain things about him, is the fact that he has a very, very affected, strange way of speaking. You know who he reminds me of? Bob Woodward, you know, from Woodward and Bernstein?
Okay.
That very pedantic, slow, every word is dragged out. Yeah, and it's just, it's annoying. No, not like you're doing. You're like doing Brian Murray. By the way, how about those Mighty Ducks? 4-0 last night. They beat the goddamn Vile. It looks like the Mighty Ducks in the Stanley Cup Finals. Maybe Tom Jick is onto something, but I sure doubt it. See, BM, he dismantled the team, then he brought his brother in to coach, which everybody hated him. So don't give me a sound answer about, well, Brian Murray, we should never let him go. Right. Uh-huh. Sure. Who should fill in for Neil this summer? There's 100. Look at this. It's just, you're right. It's just out of control. 157 votes. Rick and Suds, 57. George, 33. George and Suds, 32.
Pharrell, 15. 15 votes for Pharrell.
About 30, man.
Perfect. Her story, not history, her story, soon to be released. The enigma continues. No exception to this is Michael's latest single off the album Screen with his sister Janet. Amidst the usual chaotic lyrics and driving beat, our producers here at Unsolved Mysteries counted no less than 33 woos and more than 15 groaning noises. Millions of fans of Michael Jackson might ask themselves, what does it all mean? Could it be Michael has some sort of medical problem? Perhaps it's an offshoot of Tourette's syndrome, or just the annoying wailings of a confused and gender-questioning man-child. And yet another question. Does Michael make these distracting and odd sounds in everyday life, or just when singing? For example, might this happen in a restaurant?
Is it like, I'll have the prime rib, woo, and a baked potato, with sour cream, woo, and for dessert, the custard pie, woo, The real
The real tragedy is that some of his finer songs about helping poor children worldwide are greatly spoiled with those distracting
help the children. Ooh. Make the world a better place to live.
If anybody has a clue as to why Michael continues to make these god-awful noises, or why this man is so annoying, please call Unsolved Mysteries. I apologize.
He's starting to sound a little like Pharrell, you know what? Well, we got some bad news for you. The reason I played that, Robert Stack, one of my very favorite actors, whose granite-eyed stare and menacing baritone spelled trouble for fictional criminals in TV's The Untouchables and real ones in Unsolved Mysteries, died at his home. He was 84. Isn't that depressing?
It was bound to happen.
Stack's wife, Rosemarie, found him slumped over the couple's L.A. home about 5 p.m. yesterday. The actor underwent radiation treatment for prostate cancer in October, but his wife said he died of heart failure. He was feeling so good, she said today. He had a bout with a tumor, but that was gone. It wasn't that. It was his heart. He was too weak. He wouldn't have lived through a bypass. Robert Stack is dead.
Oy.
One of the good guys. Liked him a lot. He was out effing standing, Robert Stack.
And so was that show, speaking of The Untouchables.
Right. And so was Unsolved Mysteries. That's one of my favorite shows. Here's a fax that says, oh, and we got a battle going on this hot couples thing. George and Susan, 61. Aaron and Amy, 60. And then after that, it's like Lydia and Robert have 10. And it's, you know, right now, at the moment. I mean, there's a whole week to go. But George and Susan and Aaron and Amy are kind of like, what's her name? Well, Jennifer Connelly, ass to ass. Wouldn't you say?
Cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek, man. They're doing it.
Rectum.
Something like that. It is tight. Here's a fax that says, with your logic, Neil, Suds... Oh, wait a minute. Before I get to that one. Oh, this is a great fax from Rich in Miami Springs. Great fax. I had to go to the station last week to get some tickets out when I was amazed at what I saw sitting in the receptionist seat.
absolutely correct, sir.
I've heard you talk about Freaky Carlos before, but never in my wildest imagination thought it looked like that. If Mo Howard David ever needs a new piece, he need not look any further than that scary black Rapunzel-looking thing hanging on Freaky's chin. Also, don't forget to find the blurb from Geldy 2 days ago when he and Mo were talking about Dick Stockton, the basketball guy, and Geldy said...
I like Dick a lot.
Yeah. Got it, Rich. Thank you very much.
I like Dick a lot.
Is what he said. Oh, he says a lot of interesting things. Don't you, Geldy?
Up the butt.
We have drop-ins up the butt from Geldy. And then, of course, we've got drop-ins up the butt from...
I hate New Yorkers. Pharrell on the radio.
I mean, he has set a new standard for drop-ins, you know?
He raised the bar for all of us.
Without doing anything. I mean, he didn't even do anything. Here's the facts from Wally in Deerfield,
who's kind of chronic.
He says, I wonder if the Herald has analyzed the photos in the hot couple section yet. They might check out the Rob and Tammy photo closely. Rob has a very suspicious wet spot in a in a strategic location. Very controversial, he says. Good point, Wally. We'll have to get right on it. You first. And then this one, see, they don't understand it. And it puts me in a position where I have to, like, make a little bit of a criticism about our good friend Suds.
Damn it!
But it is true. It says, with your logic, Neil, Suds, either with George or Rick, is blowing George out of the water by 80-plus votes, 280 to 200. Perhaps you should have just had Suds on the poll. The problem being that Suds doesn't do a show alone.
Well, that makes us feel like duty.
Well, don't blame me. But he just, whatever it is, he's a great sidekick. He's a funny guy. We love him to pieces. But he just, you remember those days when Rick would be sick?
And he doesn't want to.
But isn't it a little bit strange?
Go to hell.
No, it is. He can't do a show alone. In other words, if Rick was sick, there would be no Rick and Sud show that day. They'd play a tape, or they'd have somebody fill in.
Right.
As opposed to when I was out sick or on vacation, the bird would do the show. Now, you hated it and all of that, but he was capable of doing the show.
Right.
In his own fashion, you know?
Well, I can't help it if you don't like it.
Well, that's the way it goes.
He doesn't like to drive.
He doesn't what?
Like to drive.
To Sud. Drive?
Sud. To drive the show, to be the hosting.
He doesn't like to drive. Does he know John Levin? So what's he been doing all these months he's been off the air?
I got into squatting.
Okay, good. Well, so anyway, Suds is doing very well, but like I said, he doesn't do solo. At least shows anyway. God only knows when Pam is at work all day what he's doing in that house. Watching old Beverly Hillbillies and Munster reruns?
What ain't he doing?
Probably watching Flipper even. Let's see, how are we doing on the other poll? 577 votes. I thought we'd be up to 600 by now. We're smoking on this poll, man. Heavy-duty response. Nobody in that audience believed that I could go from finally getting off that movie thing that we milked for days and days onto one where we'd get a phenomenal response like this. You know what? Nobody believed it. They always saw us a little bit short.
Since everybody from Miami is a New Yorker, screw all of you.
There you go. Who should fill in for Neil this summer? Rick and Suds 186. George 116. George and Suds 111, so that's 227. The Beast 38, now that's bogus. Anybody buying that?
Yeah, he's got his mommy at work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's called bogus is what that's called.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he made this big move. You got about as much chance of being on this show again, okay, Beast, as you got about weighing 125 tomorrow morning soaking wet. The Beast. In addition to which, we wouldn't be able to get him on the show anyway. He's still got his tongue up Pharrell's ass. Kind of embarrassing. Pharrell last night when the ball game started had to walk out of there very gingerly. With the Beast hopping around behind him like a big bufo toad. Beast 38.
Pharrell 36.
George doing Pharrell's voice 26. Beaner Boy. Oh, you're talking about phony votes? Beaner Boy is tied with Steve Kane with 20 with Mr. Ego. Lynn Samuels with 14. And Joe Zagecki finally breaks double digits with 10. God only knows the sky's the limit for old Joe.
Oh, my! Oh, my!
Since I started talking about his penis face, you notice he's a lot more popular with this crowd. Here's a call from Sunrise. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Neil.
Yes.
I've been trying for days to get through. I'm sorry to keep going back to this movie thing.
Anything you like, man.
But listen, there's a great, funniest movie I ever saw from the mid-60s. Robert Downey Sr. made a movie called Putney Swope. Has anybody heard of it?
Putney Swope?
Yes, P-U-T-N-E-Y.
Never heard of it.
Well, in a nutshell... One black guy works at an advertising agency. The boss dies, and his last dying words, he makes him president. Then there's a complete reversal, and the blacks take over. The white becomes subservient, including the help in the home. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, talking about one-liners, A great line for the film is, when Mike Johnson gets hard, it knows no discrimination.
Putney Swope, here it is. I just found it in my book. It says...
I don't know how you'll ever find it because it's so rare, but don't miss it. You'll
okay, thanks.
It.
Thanks, I got it down.
You'll love it. You'll
see
ya. You'll love it.
He says, I'll love it. The book says, well, he wasn't going to let me read the book, so I got rid of him so I could read it. A satire on American way of life written and directed by Robert Downey and misfiring on most cylinders. Uh-oh. The idea is promising enough. The token black member of a big business board of directors is elected chairman because everybody votes for him on the assumption nobody else will. After some good lines in the opening scene, however, it all fizzles out in a series of damp squibs aimed indiscriminately at capitalism, black power, TV commercials, etc. So the people in the book didn't like it. That's all I can tell you, okay? Nothing is perfect.
But I want to watch the Yankee game. Get that on, Beast.
27 after, see what I mean? Beast was right there. He was like his lackey. He was just like his lackey. He was lackey and licky. Licky, licky. Didn't Hank once tell us that Joe Zagacki had good head on his shoulders? 27 past 11 at 560 WQM. I'll tell you where they got some good head on their shoulders, and that's our good friends at Hallett Pontiac GMC. Tom Lehman, Joe Prieto, all of those going down there. They're great folks. And they got some special Neil deals rolling off that assembly line. They just don't stop. Neil deal number one waiting for you right now at Hallett. Get yourself 0% financing for 60 months on every 2003 Pontiac or GMC in stock. By the way, a little known fact that Hallett Pontiac was named after the great trainer at Pompano Park, Bo Hallett. Did you know that?
No. True story?
No. Neil deal number two, get up to a $4,000 rebate on every 2003 GMC and Pontiac in stock. Let me say it again because it's sensational. Get yourself up to a $4,000 rebate on every 2003 car or truck in stock. And attention all you current and former military personnel, get yourself an additional $750 rebate from your friends at Hallett. Can't beat that. And as always, Hallett's got a gigantic, humongous, almost never-ending selection of dependable pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot at amazingly low prices. You don't have to worry about applying for credit at Hallett because even if you once knew Jeff DeForest, even if you knew the, what's his name?
Pharrell.
They'll still cut you a deal somehow at Hallett. Don't forget to stop by and while you're there, test drive the all-new and powerful Pontiac Grand Prix as well. Hallett Pontiac GMC in their legendary location where they've been doing deals great for over 35 years. 13401 South Dixie Highway. That's on US 1 across from the Falls. Open every day, 7 days a week. If you want more info on the Neil deals, it just makes sense to call the Neil Deal Hotline. Sounds good to me. At 1-888-534-4211. 1-888-534-4211. And don't forget, all Neil deals subject to credit approval. See dealer for details at Hallett Pontiac GMC, where Tom Lehman always says,
we are professional grade.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAQAM.
You get a lot of it. Mark! With Neil Rogers on Sports Hole Radio WQAM.
Previously on the West Wing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
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 We tried. Just say no. I don't think it's going to work.
Fine.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, that ought to do it.
Number 33, test showed a man in Finland who claimed that he got SARS in Toronto. He don't have SARS in the first place. And the WH yesterday declared the SARS crisis over in Toronto. It's safe. Coast is clear. Sun is shining. It's a beautiful day, about 60-ish. I just mentioned that in passing to make Mel happy and everybody else after they screwed this place over something fierce. We've got a real battle going on. Oh, this guy will be really pleased to know. He says, did anyone but me see Ron Popeil hitting his new rotisserie with a hammer on his new infomercial? That's not new. He's been doing that for a long time. Right, Beaner?
Jesus, years.
Yeah, he's been banging it with a hammer and the rotisserie, too. And it's so fake the way he does it because he picks up the hammer and everybody knows what he's going to do. And then, of course, that audience, they're all getting paid like about 20 cents or whatever.
They get a free one.
About 30, man.
30 cents. Yeah, they get a free rotisserie. But I do like that infomercial, and George will be amazed to know that there are, if there's nothing else on and I see the Ron Popeil rotisserie infomercial, I'll watch it.
Me, too.
See, there you go. It's entertaining. I mean, it's no pocket fisherman.
No, but.
Anyway, this fact says my vote is for George and Suds. Rick Riley should stay unemployed and off our streets. That's a good point. I forgot about that. Keep him off the streets. We've got a battle going on, man. We have got a great battle on the Hot Couples Contest. Aaron and Amy have edged into first place. Look at how many votes they got.
It says 71 on mine.
Oh, I haven't refreshed. It said 69 on mine. Well, I better refresh it, huh? Before I start reading the thing.
Well, by the time you do, George and Susan might have 69.
Oh, do they? Well, you know, something, now that I'm refreshing it, maybe they both got more than that. How do you like that, Mr. Hotshot?
Could be.
Aaron, not fast. Though. Aaron and Amy, 71. Naked George and, I mean, George and Susan, 66 on mine.
Mine too.
Oh. And then after that, it's like downhill. Lydia and Robert have 12. The good news is everybody's got at least one.
Oh!
Of course, a lot of the ones that have just one, we can only imagine who cast the vote, you know. But everybody's got at least one, and it's only the first day. You got a whole week till next Thursday. But this, and I think there's some people on here. I don't want to, like, show any favoritism, because that would be bad. But I think Mel and Billy should have more than 11, don't you?
Absolutely.
And then there's some that I think ought to have fewer, but maybe they got a lot of friends. I think Mr. and Mrs. Anita, they're a really good-looking couple. They only got six. You see them?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think they should have more than six?
Absolutely.
And there was another couple on here. Yeah, Chris and Odie have only a pair? That's bad. I think you see, I think that before you just start voting because you see a nipple or a breast or a ass or, you know, a penis. The penis one's Joseph Gackey's picture, by the way, on our staff. Forget about that. He's not eligible. But before you see, like, a body part, scroll the whole list up and down, look back and forth and up and down, and, you know, check who's being naughty nice, and then cast your vote. This is something very serious. There's a good prize waiting for the winning couple. 3 days and two nights stay at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas, and round-trip airfare on Laker Air. Runner-up gets dinner for two at the world-famous Pizza Loft. And even though there might not be quite as sexy as going to the Bahamas, you'll hear a lot of great sex stories from Jeff Cohen at the Pizza Loft, whether you want to or not. Church fires minister, but there's a lot of these priest things back in the news again. Ministers and priests and stuff. I guess now that we're not invading any new country today, there's time for some of these stories to sneak in on the wires. Conover where? Oh, in North Carolina this must be, because it's from the Charlotte Observer.
Mm-hmm.
A church and Christian school has dismissed its youth director,
yes,
who was charged Tuesday with a felony sexual offense with a student. Cliff Brian Stokes. Is he kin to Bram Stoker? 28 of Conover was arrested Tuesday when he turned himself into police after returning from Alabama. Conover, oh, brother, I wonder if he had a banjo on his knee. Stokes was released Wednesday on $10,000 unsecured bond. Police Chief Gary LaFone said he expects his department to complete its investigation by next week and turn info over to the DA's office for a grand jury review. Stokes was athletic director, girls volleyball coach, and youth pastor for 6 years at Tabernacle Baptist Church.
Oy!
And Christian school.
Oy!
The school said he's married with two chillins. Church officials said a 17-year-old female student at the school was involved, and Stokes told school officials about the incident May the 2th. He did not return phone calls, and we can't imagine why. Well, there you go. Our church and school ministries are grieved and continue to be in prayer for God's grace and wisdom as we try to minister to the families of young people affected by this terrible sin, said the associate administrator of the school, Gordon Finneason, or whatever the hell his name is. Another one. Robert Schoffel, the jovial former priest everybody called Father Bob.
Robert,
I wonder
Schoffel.
If he knew.
Father O'Toole.
What?
Robert Schoffel?
Yeah, who's that?
We have a salesman from Power 96 of that name.
We do?
We do.
Anyway, probably not the same guy. Or it could be. You never know. We got a lot of perverts in that crowd. The jovial former priest, this is in Largo, so it's not that far away. This is from the St. Pete Times. Sat calmly as the 28-year-old man testified. The man said the priest sexually abused him nearly 20 years ago, doing things unbefitting a man of God. Robert Schoffel appeared to shake his head slightly at the worst of the allegations. His priest's collar and robe, long since taken from him, later stood before a jury in sneakers and an oversized blue suit and swore to God to tell the truth. He spoke words he hasn't said publicly in a year. It didn't happen. I don't even remember him, much less doing anything like that. It didn't happen, he said, and the jury will decide. The man, who's not being identified because of the nature of the allegations, said he kept the sexual abuse to himself partly out of embarrassment and fear he'd get into trouble. He wasn't a Catholic. He lived in Bradenton, visited the church with a friend. I thought I had done something wrong, a man said. How do you like that? Always reverse it, you know, lay the guilt trip on him.
Well, they tempted him.
The Yankees, and this scumbag is a Red Sox fan.
See, he's not getting, even though the beast is licking and licking all over, he's not fooled. He's been around the block too many times to get fooled by a little lackey, a little licky lackey like the beast, with his Red Sox cap on. 198 votes for Rick and Suds. That's kind of embarrassing, you know what? George has got 127, George and Suds 119, so that's 246. Yeah, you're leaving Rick and the, you know. The beast 48.
Ha!
How many of those do you think are phony?
About 30, man.
At least.
Pharrell's got 40. George doing Pharrell's voice, 27. Little Beaner Boy's got 22, and he only voted 10 times. Mr. Ego, Steve Kane, 21, Lynn Samuels, 14, and Joe Z, out of 626 votes, is still stuck there with 10. Only 10 votes for old penis face. I guess the thrill is worn off.
Oh, my! Oh, my!
What an embarrassing job he did on those UM football games, him and my good friend Don Bailey Jr. You know what? Embarrassing. Be an understatement. See, this is what happens when Dave Lamont helped to put Sonny Hirsch in an early grave. We never forgive you, Dave, okay? You're not a bad guy, although you farted real bad during those UM baseball games. Real, real bad. But we'll never forget the fact that you put Sonny in an early grave, don't you think?
Oh, no question.
Hey, let me tell you what I think, and that is Brandy Shoes is like a miracle in town. Over 25 years they've been putting great shoes on people's feet, and they're still going stronger than ever. Any independent family shoe store that lasts that long, especially in a picky town like South Florida, has got to be doing many, many things right. For example, like offering you an unbeatable selection of men's and women's famous brand shoes like Rockports, Echoes, Mephisto, Timberland, Clarks, SAS, Florsheim, and lots more. They have a humongous range of sizes, men's 6 to 15, women's 5 to 12, and widths from the very little teeny tiny narrow to the big, big fat and wide ones. And don't forget, their professional sales staff make sure you get a perfect fit every time to give you the best service going. And with over 40,000 pairs in stock in their 8,000-square-foot mega store, you can bet George's life and even Carlos, too, that they got exactly what you're looking for in stock. Brandy Shoes, as always, you'll find them at 1290 North Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. They're open daily 9 to 9, Sundays 10 to 5. And see, I left a little pause there so you can put on the right tag next week.
Thanks.
It's a great time right now, though, to buy Sabatos at Brandy's. All men's and women's styles, 20% off. Come and visit them or check them out on the web if you'd like at Brandy's Shoes. That's with like two S's in there in the middle. Brandy'sShoes.com.
Live and local. This is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Neil God.
Set them free, so what the hell's this all about? All of a sudden, the Iraqis want us out. It's like they've gone nuts and they've lost their brains. Wonder how they'd feel if we were to bring back Saddam Hussein. Why not just say thanks to the British and the Yanks? Why not just say thanks and stop robbing your own bank?
No.
Or reload all our tanks. We spent a lot of money. Why are they so mad? Hell, in a month they'll have a Starbucks in Baghdad. We'll give them Xbox games and KFC. Could be wearing Gap cargo pants and watching DirecTV. Why not just say
first guy I meet when I walk into this place, he says, yeah, dude, I'm a Red Sox fan. I go, Fenway's for pussies.
11:46, 14 till noon at 560 WQAM. Speaking of whatever he just said, take a look at that poll. Aaron and Amy, 81. George and Susan, 74. And after that, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't want to dismiss the other people. Mr. and Mrs. Mark T have got 15, you know. Everybody's got at least one. Some people, I think, probably should do a little bit better. But there's Aaron and Amy in first place, and George and Susan are right underneath them.
Or they like it.
81 to 74. I wonder if Aaron would let me flex his muscle. Anyway, see, I don't want to get too much into it, because then, you know, we'll start, they'll accuse us of favoritism, and you'll start saying one thing, and I'll start saying another. And then Beaner Boy will throw in his two cents.
Hola.
Yeah, if I read that message again from the other day, not only would you be in hot water, man, but probably deported. Here's a fax that says, sorry to hear about Robert Stack. He was one of the great ones and a Republican who was friends and college roommates with JFK and not a typical sour, bitter GOP crow like so many other conservative celebrities. Like Chuck Heston, for example. Because Robert Stack...
He died?
Died. Says, I know you're off the movie stuff for a little while, but I just saw Written on the Wind on DVD with Robert Stack, Lauren Bacall, Rock Hudson, and Dorothy Malone. It's a great flick, and Stack is excellent.
He died?
and Dorothy Malone. It's great. He was always in everything, from serious drama to comedy. Like, that's right, Airplane. How could we forget? He was so phenomenal in Airplane.
Shame.
He was great. Oh, the original To Be or Not to Be with Jack Benny. R.I.P. Robert Stack. Thank you. Somebody acknowledges a famous person that we liked a lot actually dying, which rarely happens. Rarely, rarely happens. Like when a local radio personality like Jerry Williams dies. Does Tom Jicker write about it?
No.
Does he even know who Jerry Williams was?
No.
In the obit in the newspaper, in the local paper, do they put that he worked at WNWS for a whole year in 1980 and was program director?
No.
No. See, Tom, you can make all the shots you want about Brian Murray and the Mighty Ducks and this and that, and the other, but the fact of the matter is, when it comes to covering the local scene, you're pathetic, man. You're tragic. You could make an encyclopedia out of the important stuff that you missed just in 6 months in South Florida. Now, I'm not just talking about me or this station. I'm talking about all of these things. But don't confuse little Tommy with the facts, because, you know, that sounds too much like work. Having to do a little bit of research about people and things that happened before he's ass landed into town from New York. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Screw him. That's what I mean. Dear Neil, my vote is for anyone other than George. If I had to listen to him during the summer, now wait a minute, maybe ABK, whoever this is, didn't hear you doing the Pharrell voice.
I'll vote tomorrow, all day long.
Says, if I have to listen to him during the summer, I'll stab myself repeatedly with a rusty steak knife.
I'll give him the knife.
George might be good behind the glass, but as a host, he's sorry. Well, who's the hell said he was good behind the glass?
Carlos. What was that?
But as a host, he sucks ass. How about the crow? And you know what they say rhymes with the crow?
No.
Yeah, that's what rhymes with no chance. It'd be a cold day in hell before the crow gets on this show. I guarantee you that.
I got your crowbonics right here, homeboy.
Good, keep it. Just the aroma alone from that cashmere bouquet that he takes a shower in every day. Seriously, whoever met a guy that takes a bath in a tub of cashmere bouquet? Man. This poll is just, and this is only the first day. Do you have any idea how intense this is going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it is amazing. And keep in mind that we can't put the modeling pictures on here from certain people, which would have probably, let's see, 83 to 81, George and Susan, 81, Aaron and Amy, 83. It is a battle, Russ, neck and neck, nose to hose, to nose. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it goes all the way till next Thursday, 9 a.m. I might have to, like, call in from out of town, long distance, just to get the blow down on how things are going. Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what the topic is. Maybe it's just all over the place, but I'd like to get your take on the Cubans in the water. And how much
the Cubans in the water?
Yeah, and how much time? Just...
Well, it depends on what they look like. I like some of the Cubans in the water. Sometimes dry back ain't too bad either. Bareback, well, dry back. What does that mean?
Well, the Coast Guard is out. We're out spending money again on these people, you know, circling around them so they don't touch the boat
yeah.
and get in.
Right.
And I'm thinking, why are we wasting the time and the money to do that? When
because of Ileana Rosanna Dana, that's why.
But we're just going to pick them up and let them stay anyway, so why don't we just let them get on the boat and come on in?
Well, because we got some people that are like you that are feverishly trying to keep them offshore.
No, I don't mind one way or the other. I just think it's kind of ridiculous for us to waste the time and the money to go through all.
I got a great idea. Let's let Ileana swim out there and rescue him. What do you think to that?
Oh, God, that's awful.
Huh?
That's pretty bad, but you know.
No, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying.
And we don't want to give her a handicap, but like a lead weight on each foot would be a good start.
That's funny, Neil.
Have a great day, Pally.
Sorry, man.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya, Pally. That's what we're going to be doing, to butch up this station a little bit. We've got too many limp-wristed characters around the station, including me. So this summer, what we're going to do is have Jazz McKay and Pharrell on together.
Bubblegum stick on my shoe.
Yeah. See, that's what they like. They can relate to that. 567-0560-560. See, I mean, this is, it's just all accidental. You just run the cassette and everything is a line. I knew that there was some tremendous talent in there somewhere when a guy said this is a world-class talent. You can't just get it from listening right on through. But if you just listen in little snippets, you know what I mean? Like snippet?
It's like whiskey. You got to sip it.
And then you snip it, which is what you should have done.
Don't cut!
668 votes on the other pool. But we got votes up the ass today, you know what? Rick and Suds, who should fill in for Neil this summer? Rick and Suds, 211. George, 132. George and Suds, 129. That's 261 put together. The Beast, 54. Oh, my God. The
Beast
has got... 54 votes. Pharrell, 41. George doing Pharrell's voice, 29. See, they like that. They are obsessed with that.
I'm going to practice at home.
I bet you even people that hate you like poison or nearly, they like it because it makes them subliminally forget that it's you.
I'm going to pretend it's not me. Okay. I'm going to talk sports.
In fact, and that, you know something, that's a good idea. For people who weren't listening today, since I'm leaving after the show today,
right.
And you'll be on tomorrow for six shows, by the way. I'll be back a week from Monday. No, I'll be back a week from Tuesday. A week from Monday is Memorial Day. It's an extra vacation day.
Oh!
Oh, what great scheduling, Neil.
Oh!
What great planning.
And we're going to run Pharrell tapes on that day.
Beaner Boy, 23. Steve Kane, 23. Lynn Samuels, 14. And Josie is moving down Lynn's ass, 12. Old Penis Puss is moving in on Lynn's behind, 14 to 12 there, out of 668 votes. See, I don't have time to do the show because I'm obsessed with... No, seriously, I'm obsessed with going back and looking at the... Hot couples contest because it's so damn... Oh, look at that. It is so tight. George and Susan are... No, it's a tie.
Oh.
Is that what you got on yours?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We just got a call from Amy.
Yeah?
She wanted to know if she can send another risque picture and we could change it out. I'm like, no.
No,
but
I will say this. I will say... Yeah. You can send it,
I told her she can send it.
That doesn't mean it will be on a website, but you can send it and George and Carlos will be like oogling all over it. All the Carlos
will be on the website. Bring it. Bring it on, honey.
No, but they can enter again. We never, had a limitation on how many times you could enter.
See, if you'd have said that they could have, they would have.
Could have what?
And then we just wouldn't put it on, but we would have had it.
See, you see how he is?
That's what I just got through saying. If you wouldn't have been so busy licking your chops, you would have heard what I just said. Anyway, it's a dead even tie, 84. Now, I will say this, since you can't enter, you were doing this for 3 months, they could enter again. And if they would be creative enough, Amy and Aaron, to be, stark naked, George and Susan are in that picture now that they're tied with, I think it'd be like a runaway. Of course, we don't really know what George looks like. Or Susan. We know what Susan looks like from the chin down because she's got that thing across the eye, the blackout on the eyes. Why did they do that, by the way? Why is there a blackout on
her? To disguise their identity, her identity.
That disguised her identity?
Don't you remember all those magazines? You're old enough.
Yeah, but I mean, why would she want to do that? I guess. Maybe this was someplace else. Maybe this was like in TV Guide.
Maybe her daddy's a listener.
George and Susan, 84, and Aaron and Amy, 84. I don't want to, shortchange the other people, because Mr. and Mrs. Mark T have 16, Mr. and Mrs. Juan have 13, John and Rebar, those queens, those guys have 13, Lydia and Robert, 12, the Dirty Dozen, Diane and Nancy, Dana, whatever their name is, Dana and Nancy have 12, Brad and Paul have a dozen, which is shocking, Mel and Billy have 11, Mark and Marcy have 10, Mr. and Mrs. Anita have 9. They should be doing better. Now, that's John and Susie, 8. Mr. and Mrs. have 6. Isn't that how you say it? Adam and Monica, 4. Rob and Tammy, 4. Lorenzo and Pamela, 3. Chris and Odie still have only 3? That's scandalous. Mr. and Mrs. Jeff have 2. Lisa and David have 1. Joe and Jay have 1. And Cynthia and Dan have got 1 out of 309 votes. I never, in my wildest dreams, I never really realized it would be this tight, did you?
No.
And the poll either.
We're Sports Radio 560, QAM.
I am Frau Eliana Ross-Leitman, and I like scrubbing my smelly gorilla ass with soap made from jewels and listening to the Neil Roje Comunista Hour. Sick Lion!
I think this song was just swell when Cheryl backed me up, but now what the hell? My agent left me to record the rest with 3 little guys. Boys.
Oh, that will sound. Oh, I will pop gold. Oh, I will pop gold. Oh, I will pop gold.
You know, I just noticed, and of course, you know, leave it to me, an old fag like me, I wouldn't be looking there anyway. I just noticed on the George and Susan picture, it's not just her eyes that are blacked out, but there's also another area that's shaded out there, a little gray.
The original picture we got was not, but because it's a family show and a family website.
We did that?
We blurred the area.
Well, that's probably a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Because we already got one farm animal on the website, you know, the one that's on Moe's Head. I mean, muskrats, beavers, we don't want to have those all over the place.
Porcupine.
No, no, seriously. No, because then we'll start getting complaints from...
Right.
PETA.
Yeah, from those animal people. Anyway, it's tight. George and Susan, 91. Aaron and Amy, 89. It's so damn tight, I don't even dare look anymore. I can't handle it. You know, the pressure is building to a fever pitch. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Here's a call from Kendall. Hello.
Hey, Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
The poll, is it a legitimate poll or just a straw poll to see, just to play with people's emotions?
What do you mean by that?
No, not the the one with Rick and Suds. In other words, is it a possibility that would actually occur?
That Rick and Suds would do the show?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, it's possible because it's still 2 months away.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, I already voted.
A month and a half.
Okay. I guess Suds is actually the revolving factor with or without Rick, so, but, yeah.
With or without Rick and...
it would enliven the show if he was with George there a bit, so...
Right.
But, okay, good. I voted, so I'm happy then.
Well, what did you vote?
I'm sorry. Well, I did vote for Rick and Suds, only for a change, but if it was Rick and Suds and George, I would have no problem with that either.
Okay.
I could live with that either way. Need to have Pharrell do a remake of the Zagaki thing. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Okay.
All right.
You got it. Thanks. That's a good idea. You know what?
I got, and everybody's wicked hard. All those guys at ESPN with their fancy, hey, it's Nomar Gassiapon, Kevin Millar.
705 votes. Who should fill in for Neil this summer starting the 4th of July? Rick and Suds, 221. George alone, 141. George and Suds, 134. That's 275 combined. The Beast, 55. We don't believe it.
Pharrell, 45.
George doing Pharrell's voice, 34. Beaner Boy, Little Carlos, 24. Steve Kane, 23. Lynn Samuels, 15. And Joe Zagacki, very surreptitiously, is moving up from behind with 13. And when somebody with a face like that starts moving up from behind like that, I'd step on it. You know what I mean? Step on the gas. Put the pedal to the metal. Get with it.
You shut up!
Okay. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. See, they probably think that this is like pre-planned or like I got these drop-ins. It's just a continuous cassette tape that I just ran, you know.
Freaking nut.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you see, now you're like, I don't know. Your credibility really took a serious puncture wound this morning. And that's because... That's because you came in here last night to suck up to this guy. To whatever areas the Beast didn't do licky around, you finished off the rest. And just sucked up heavy duty. Maybe you want to produce this guy's show. Is that what the deal is?
There was nothing left after the Beast was looking around.
I'm sure of that.
Clean the place. Because
the rumor I'm hearing is he's going to be moving to that morning slot real soon. Hey, Mo, it's been nice knowing you, sweetheart, but, you know, get that extra piece out of the cleaners and have a great life. 5670560. Pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Here's Key Largo. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, first I want to vote for George and Suds.
Okay.
Secondly, I want to definitely second your thing about having Eliana swim out and rescue all these people. This guy, Scott Pharrell, sounds like a Bob Goldthwait wannabe with that voice.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
No.
But lastly, I want to ask you, when you guys cut spots for somebody, right?
Yeah.
I assume they get paid for it, right?
Like yeah, I don't cut spots.
Well, I mean, like Goldie does his Yale Mortgage and Bright Smile and all this.
Sure.
Okay, why would any advertiser want to have him do their spot? As soon as I hear his voice, I have to switch the station. I don't even listen to the spot.
You know, that's an excellent point. When I first came to QM, the very first day that I was on the air, and he had a spot. What was that restaurant, George, that's out of business now, that steakhouse?
London Broil or something?
No, no, it began with a P. It was a cigar joint and a steakhouse.
Padrino's? No.
No, that might have been it.
No, that's a
good restaurant. It's like nails on a blackboard.
Yeah, and Geldy was doing the recorded spot, and I sat there and I said to George off the air, I said, how can people be paying for this voice to be doing their commercial? And I still don't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. I mean, once they, you know, like I said, once his voice comes on, I'm out of there.
Okay, Pally, well, I'll see ya.
All righty.
Bye-bye. I don't get it. It's not a shot at Kildy. He's got a high, squeaky voice. He can't help it, you know. But I don't, that wasn't the name of the place. What
no,
the hell was
it? Pasquale's or something.
Not Pasquale is not,
I don't know.
What was it?
See, this is, and this is my theory, like with Neil Rogers also, you know, it's the kind of thing, like if you throw a ball at him, he runs the other way. Sure. If you shot a hockey puck at Neil Rogers, he'd be running down 441 the other way.
Neil used to don the tools of ignorance, and he was a catcher in minor league baseball, and he could have gone pro. He decided
chose to
do
radio. Actually, it's probably been more profitable. Yeah,
has been, Gildy. Who should fill in for Neil this summer? Rick and Suds 228, George 145, George and Suds 141, the Beast 56, of which about a whole bunch are phony. Pharrell 45. I just got through reading this. Well, see, I'm afraid to go back to the other one.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid because I want to see it like a real contest there all week long. I want to see it really tight. Oh, look at that. Aaron and Amy are back on top.
Oh!
104. And now, how is that possible? George and Susan have 92. They just opened up a big lead there. Is that amazing?
No.
You got a big flurry, and it's not even furry. Aaron and Amy, 104. George and Susan, 92. Mr. and Mrs. Mark T, 20. So, in other words, I would just be wasting my time reading the other ones. I mean, the other contestants, they can all go on there for their own, like, ego purposes and take a look. But obviously, the winner is highly unlikely. Although, you never know, there's a whole week to go, right?
Right.
Still a long way to go. We don't want to, like, declare any winner on the first day of a seven-day contest. That would be really bad. Although, here's a call from West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
What about Jaguar? Nobody's calling in about the Ducks.
About the Ducks in their 4-0 win, and John Sebastian Jaguar, another shutout last night, who has allowed, what, about 2 goals in 7 years now?
Yeah, I think the Wild are helping him a little bit, but it's still quite a performance.
You're right. I agree with you. Well, you see, yeah. No, they have no hockey fans in South Florida. They wouldn't know John Sebastian Jaguar from John Paul Jones.
Yeah, my kids are just now getting into hockey. I'm glad they're seeing this because they'll remember this for a long time.
It's a phenomenal thing. The only problem being, of course, that around the country, other than the Disney connection, other than that, nobody cares about the Ducks.
Yeah, once the Wings and the Stars saw it, I think a lot of people dropped out. But I'm still a good series. I don't know what anybody else thinks.
Well, I sure hope Ottawa beats Jersey, because if Jersey's in a final, man, you're going to have to take no-dos to watch that. I despise the way they play. I can't stand the whole ambiance of that team. It's a phony franchise. Nobody goes to the Devils games. They're out there in the middle of Jersey. Nobody cares about them. And please go, Ottawa, go, you know?
Can you imagine what the score is going to be with Jiggy playing and there's going to be 0-0 games, you know, triple overtime, 0-0
For 14
games.
Overtimes, you're right. They'll have to have oxygen.
Hey, Neil, I'll call you back.
Thanks.
Bye.
He's going to call me back. Anaheim, they're only one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. And like Tom Jicka says, see, you chased Brian Murray out of town. You should have left him here. He's the best. Did you know that Tom was such a big hockey fan?
No.
I don't think he is. He's just desperately flailing around for some way to try to respond to the fact that I've outed him for, like, being a bozo when it comes to the coverage of the local market. And that even here I am 1,200 miles away and still have my thumb on exactly the pulse of what's going on there, which isn't too much. In fact, every time I click back over to the hot couples pictures, I have my thumb on the pulse or on something. And, of course, like I said, now this George and Susan, we don't really know what George looks like. You follow?
Apparently it ain't hurting him.
No. Well, most of our people don't give a crap about what George looks like.
Right.
Including you. And in your case, that's lucky. Aaron and Amy, 106, and George and Susan, 96. I think it's going to swing back and forth all week. You know what I mean?
I think George and Susan are going to swing.
I think it's going to swing back and forth and up and down and sideways and in and out and all over the goddamn place. Which is good. That's great. And then you never know. Maybe somebody else will come racing up from behind. Then hop right into the fray. 10 minutes past noon at 560 WQAM. Hey, I'll tell you about a great place to pig out this weekend or anytime. The number one Asian buffet restaurant in South Florida absolutely is the Emerald Coast Chinese Buffet. 3 locations for you. They're in Sunrise, they're in North Miami Beach, and their newest location is in prestigious Pembroke Pines. They've got 6 different kinds of soups. Can you imagine that? In fact, if you're really a soup lover, which I am, you'll probably want to try a whole bunch. Maybe all 6. What's not to like? And then they've got dozens and dozens of succulent entrees, including New York strip made to order the way you like it. In the Gourmet Center, their sizzling Asian grill with grilled shrimp scampi style, jumbo scallops wrapped in bacon, Dungeness crab and ginger and scallions, and hand-carved primary. Look for the new Oriental chicken salad at the Emerald Coast, too. And don't forget, you'll never walk out of this joint with a headache because they don't use any MSG. No cornstarch, no crap. They cook all their fine cuisine only with cholesterol-free oils, too. The buffet features a full salad bar, sushi bar, fresh rim cocktail, and what a dessert bar. Always be sure and leave some room. Take a shoehorn or a crowbar and make some room for dessert. Just stick it in your pants. Either the crowbar, the shoehorn, or the dessert. Because they got pies and cakes, pastries, ice cream with all your favorite toppings, and fresh fruit. The perfect way to end a real feast at the Emerald Coast. The original South Florida location is in Sunrise, Pine Island of 44th Street. They're on Collins Avenue, just north of 163rd and North Miami Beach, at the intersection of Flamingo and Pembroke Roads in Pembroke Pines. So take your family or book your next business luncheon now. All size parties welcome, and let them do the cooking for you. And a real don't forget, everything is fresh and crunchy, too. Takeout and delivery always available, too. Call 954-572-3822. 954-572-3822. Feast out at the Emerald Coast Chinese Buffet.
Sports Radio 560 QAM. Meridians, dumb as dirt.
Hey kids, looking to improve your game? Want help in taking it to the hole and scoring? Then you need to register now for the Larry Eustace SummerSlam Camp. The Larry Eustace SummerSlam Camp will teach you all the fundamentals you need to become the best player on your block. Learn all about Larry Eustace's full-on, full-contact, full-court press. Larry Eustace SummerSlam Camp will help you improve your hand-eye coordination and take part in the nightly free throws for free beer contest.
Hello. This is Coach Larry Eustace. Come to my summer camp and it's going to take all you... You what? I'll show you fun... $5 for where you going, my gin Gatorade.
Sign up now before it's too late. The Larry Eustace SummerSlam Camp. First 50 registrants get 2-for-1 drink coupons at participating TGI Fridays.
With all your jokes, everybody's wicked hot.
12:16 at 560 WQM. He wasn't off mic there, was he, by any chance?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Beaner says he spins around like a dreidel in heat during the show.
Stands up, starts doing all these crazy hand motions.
Kind of like that awful movie Talk Radio with Eric Bogosian, you know, that really bad movie.
You know, the one where the producer was like playing whatever the hell he was playing with the carts?
Yeah.
Firm was cover for CIA. This of all our bedtime stories today, this one is the most unnerving. As befits a company that's been accused of being a CIA front of recruiting executive mercenaries and attempting to overthrow a prime minister of a Commonwealth state, the Vanel Corporation kept to a low profile in Riyadh. In its discreet security fooled nobody. However, the bomb attack was the second it suffered in 8 years. This is the bomb attack in Riyadh the other day. In 1995, 7 people were killed. The shadowy corporation is said to have been founded during the Depression. Dan Biotti, author of The Iron Triangle, a study of one of Vanelli's one-time owners, the Carlyle Group, serialized last week in The Times, said that there's no publicity, no press releases, no news clippings. He adds, no one knows who the original owners were. Vanel's work in Saudi Arabia dates back almost 30 years when he won a contract to train Saudi troops to guard oil fields. A congressional inquiry found that agreed to a no-Jews clause. In 1991 in the Gulf War, Vanelli employees were seen fighting alongside Saudi troops. The company has helped the Saudis build their National Guard from 26,000 troops to around 70,000. In the early 80s, Time magazine reported that 2 employees were embroiled in a failed attempt to overthrow Maurice Bishop, the left-wing prime minister of Grenada. And soon after that, the former employee was implicated in the Iran-Contra scandal. Huh? How do you like that? Hmm. Something fishy about the Vanel Corporation and all 7 Americans, or 10 or whatever the number was, who died in that bombing the other day. They all were employees of the Vanel Corporation. You might want to examine that on our website today, one of our classic bedtime stories. I just mentioned it in passing. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Here's a call from the Redlands. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Great.
Regarding what you were just talking about with the no juke clause thing?
Yeah.
Back in, oh, good God, it must have been the late 70s, mid to late 70s, we had this multi-million dollar offer of a contract with Saudi to provide electrical stuff for them. Mm-hmm. And we had to, in order to get the contract, we had to prove that there was no Jews involved in the manufacturing process of the product.
Hmm.
And we just told them to go pound salt because, I mean, the electrical industry was run, you know, mainly by Jews. So,
yeah.
You know, we just,
yeah, I understand. The only items that they let into Saudi Arabia that the Jews can touch are lampshades.
Anyway, the reason I called, I'm looking at your website, and one thing that turns me off on a woman is fake boobs.
Yeah.
And your two leaders right now are obviously enhanced.
Well, let me take a look now, okay?
Okay.
Let me take a peek.
It's so obvious with Susan.
Aaron and Amy, I don't know.
Trust me. Those are helped out.
How do you know that?
I can tell.
Have you felt of them?
No, but I'm trying to.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Won't cooperate.
Aaron and Amy, 128, and George and Susan with 105, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that it's beyond a shadow of a doubt. I think there's some room for argument there.
Okay. Well, you're the boss.
Well, let us know when you find out for us.
I tried so hard to call you the other day about the movie line.
Yeah.
You guys left one off, and I know George would have a fit with this one. Well, I think it was the movie Deep Throat, was it? When she says, "Do you mind if I smoke while you eat?"
That was good.
That's a great line.
Okay, pal, thanks.
Have fun, man.
See ya.
See ya.
So what do you think? You think those are fake or for real?
Amy's?
No, Aaron's. Just a joke. It's just a joke, Aaron. Don't go getting psychotic on us now, okay? You can flex your muscle in my puss anytime you want.
I don't want to say anything that's going to dissuade Amy from sending us more pictures.
Oh. Well, we don't really know. This is only guesswork. In addition to which, we didn't put people on there to, like, question the reality of their body parts. Are they real? Are they mammaracs? Are they mammaries?
Right.
I mean, we got some people on here that if we wanted to, we could have some good fun at their expense. I don't know what's wrong with Mr. and Mrs. Anita. They only got 10 votes.
No, I don't get it.
And Chris and Odie have only 3. I find something strange about that, don't you?
Yeah.
I found something odious about the fact that they only got 3. But listen, that's the reason we put them on there, for the audience to cast their vote, not for me to sit here and try to, like, direct you around like some kind of a freaking director. You know what I'm saying?
No. Oh, God, with my girlfriend, and we'll go to the yard.
1221-5670560. It just never ends. It just never ends. I think this guy's missed his calling. He should just be doing drop-ins for radio shows.
Well, maybe
especially this one.
Sometime.
God, this is even Lauren Green never saw a bonanza like this one, I'll tell you that. This has been like a treasure trove of crap.
Nice going, Pharrell. Thanks.
And you do notice now that you're catching him. See, I don't think it's him so much. I think it's just the voice. Because on a poll, Rick and Suds, 242, who should fill in for me this summer, 242, George alone, 149, George and Suds, 148. That's 297 together. The Beast, 59, we don't believe it. Pharrell, 47, and George doing Pharrell's voice, 40. You're catching up to him.
Great.
So they don't really care whether it's him or you doing his voice.
I got it figured out.
How about Beaner Boy doing his voice? Can you do that voice?
Of course I can do that voice. Who can't do that voice?
Not as good as George, though.
No, I think George missed his calling. He needs to be
a little
Pharrell.
Bit, I'm a little natural. Bit too squeaky, Beaner. Too
and
squeaky.
I know how to do this for a long time, too. See, after you do it for a while, you
it's
can't
like a
stop
Pharrell.
Doing it this way.
Beaner Boy's 26, Steve Kane 25, Lynn Samuels 17, and Joe Z has got unlucky 13 in last place out of 766 votes. Joe is still sucking wind. Don't forget, check out the QAM van for the happy hour with Sam Adams Beer today. 6 to 8 o'clock this afternoon at the quarterdeck located on University Drive in Davy Cross from Nova University. Stop by for drink specials and to win prizes from the Sad Adams Girls. And maybe Miguel will give you something really good, too, okay? Maybe he'll let you sniff his navel.
His navel what?
Attack. Here's Pompano Beach. Hello.
The most amazing thing that ever happened to me in my past broadcast career, this goes back about 10 years, was meeting Scotty in Vegas and realizing that that was his real, actual voice. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, and have you ever seen his wife?
I've never seen him.
You've never seen him?
I have not met him.
Yeah, he's actually a very nice guy. Scotty, if you listen to him, a very nice guy. And his wife is Playboy centerfold quality if they're still married. Beautiful, blonde, the whole package. Which only goes to prove that a beautiful woman will marry anybody as long as they're rich and famous, or, of course, in Scotty's case, slightly rich and slightly famous.
Uh-huh.
And about Chick, you know, he has that Q&A column. Usually,
on Sundays,
I don't know if it's during the week, but it's always in the on-TV guy that comes out on Sundays.
Right.
And there's always some idiot who, and he actually wastes valuable paper and ink answering these questions. What happened to Law and Order? What happened to NYPD Blue? You know, when it's the summer break. I mean, if they're a fan of the show, well, in this case, NYPD Blue went off for a few weeks when they had that show, The Family. If you're a fan of the show, number one, you should know this. Number two, You can simply pick up your phone if you have one, call the local station or the network, and they will tell you what happened to that show. Why waste valuable ink and paper? And then this week there was a question on The Shield with Michael Chiklis, and the caption, we're not talking about a four-page article and somebody makes a mistake in the middle of the article. One sentence, The Shield with Michael Chiklis has ended its second season. Ended. E-N-E-D-E-D.
Mm.
Ended. Does that paper have anybody who can spell or write a grammatically correct sentence? Anybody?
No.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks a lot, pal. Say hi to Scott and his lovely missus. If she's
That's something like chicken to me.
Actually, he's divorced, right. But his girlfriend is supposedly really, really hot.
There you go.
The beast was off the air.
He's got good taste in the ladies.
I'll smack you.
You know, this isn't like winning the lottery, but I feel like it's the next best thing, you know? I mean, I fall into a bucket of crap here today. It just, no matter what happens, how deep you jump in, you keep coming up smelling like lilacs. Smelling like the crow, almost. Let me just take a peek at our hot couples again and see if one of them has got a stunt penis. I mean, well, it's a damn good thing we don't have. Now, let's see. Aaron and Amy, 136. George and Susan, 109. So Aaron and Amy are putting on a big press, and it's still the first day. They're putting on a big push. I can almost feel it right here, you know. 26 past noon at 560 WQM. We got the Mad Dog. I want to hear the Mad Dog do a little bit of that Pharrell voice, don't you?
All right.
I'd pay to hear that. And then even a Humper, I bet you the Humper could do it good. You think? I bet you'd do it good, Pharrell. Hank will be doing a show from the Preakness in Baltimore. And Dave Johnson will be calling George tomorrow. As he does between all the before the Triple Crown races. I'm still going with Funny Side, with or without the battery, okay?
Got it.
That was criminal what the Herald did to poor Jose Santos.
I think
I smell a lawsuit there, Jose. And then we got the big
at
7 o'clock, and the Beast with, oh boy. You think the Beast is going to have his tongue like reinserted before he and Zach can do that show at 10 tonight? Joe and Mark overnight. Hey, are you bald? Well, don't call Fast Train. Sexual performance problem? Don't call Fast Train. In a dead-end job? Call Fast Train. Now we're getting to it. Fast Train can have you fully trained and ready for a new high-paying computer career in just 4 short months. So call them toll-free. Call Fast Train at 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. That's 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. They've got locations all over town, so there's bound to be one nearby you. They're in Miami, they're in Kendall, Fort Lauderdale, and Pembroke Pines. So pick up that instrument right now and call Fast Train toll-free, 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. They offer job placement assistance, financial aid, convenient day, evening, weekend classes, so there's no excuse to stay in your crappy dead-end job one more day. Your new career is a phone call in just 4 short months away. Jump on the Fast Train today and call toll-free 1-866-FAST-TRAIN or check them out on the web if you like at fasttrain.com. And when you call, be sure and tell them that Todd Dreck told you to call.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Eisner?
And now, an NBC special report with Tom Brokaw.
This is Tom Brokaw reporting for NBC Nightly News. The Walt Disney Corporation is considering spending $100 million to purchase Jim Henson's Muppet characters. I spoke with Disney executives about a possible takeover, and here's what Michael Eisner had to say.
Well, Tom, you see, it'd be
Hello?
A profit...
Am I the mouse that isn't here?
What, sir?
Do you not see me here? But, hello?
Tom Brokaw asked
Four
me a question.
Four fingers on each hand, white gloves, but, big ears.
Right, but he asked me a question.
Step aside, schmuck.
Okay, sir.
I want nothing to do with this deal.
You see, I'm the only one.
What? You don't talk.
Okay.
Stand there in your cheap little suit with your matching hanky and tie and shut up!
Okay, sir.
I want nothing to do with this deal. This is this Putz's idea. He's been trying to buy those freaky-looking Muppet characters forever.
You know, I have to say that Kermit's a...
Shut up!
Was it pretty?
Oh, my God.
Remus!
We're in a conference here.
Sorry, boss. I didn't see no sign.
There's a sign on the door that says in conference.
I can't read, boss.
Don't you see these cameras and lights all over? This is Tom Hairlip Brokaw.
That's the guy that can't say the L.
Yeah, that's who that is, Remus. Now sit down and be quiet. Make one sound and I swear to God I'll pummel you.
Sorry, boss.
Till bourbon comes out your butt.
So you see, Tom, we're big fans.
Hey, look at me in the eyes.
Yes, sir.
Now watch me.
Yes.
Shut up.
Okay, sir.
Let me ask Kermit the Frog. Kermit, what do you think about this possible takeover?
Well, I'm...
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
I don't know, Tom.
It's a cinch. Freeman. It's factual. Everything.
Remus?
Yeah, boss.
They're trying to talk to the frog now, Remus. What'd I tell you?
Shut up!
Get down! Shut down and shut the hell up!
So you see, Tom.
Oh, again with you.
I just tried to answer the...
They're trying to talk to the frog.
Right.
You want to buy the damn frog? Maybe you'll let the frog talk.
Okay.
Jesus.
Go ahead, Mr. Frog.
I was just going to say we're excited about the...
Shut up. Why don't you all just shut up?
But, sir, the frog was trying to speak.
I don't care. The frog should shut up.
I think Mr. Broco has another question.
Listen, I'm done with this.
Not me, boss.
especially you, Remus. You're perfectly normal, aren't you?
Yes, sir, boss man.
This interview is over.
This is Tom Brokaw reporting for the NBC Nightly News. All right, then.
All right.
26 till 1 at 560 WQM. Look at that. Our hot couples contest. Aaron and Amy, 153. George and Susan, 123. They've opened up a 30-vote lead on there. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like John and Susie, 30. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? It's not even worth it. I mean, I don't mean it's not even worth it, but in terms of reading the numbers, until I get way up there, like maybe Monday or Tuesday. Who should sit in for Neil this summer? We're asking on our website today, neilrogers.com. Rick and Suds, 257. George and Suds, 159. George alone, 159. Hey, at least you're consistent. 318. The Beast, 59, of which I guarantee a whole bunch of those are bogus. You know where they probably came from? UM. All his bunk butt buddies over at UM.
Pharrell's got 50. George doing Pharrell's voice, 44.
Beaner Boy's got 27, tied with Mr. Ego, Steve Kane, 27. Lynn Samuels, 18. And Joe Z, at least, he's been back there. Look at that, 814 votes.
Oh!
I told you we'd go over 800 today, didn't I?
Yep.
This may not be record-breaking, but it's certainly close to it. And Joe Z's in last place with only 14 votes.
Boston fans are sissies. They win nothing ever.
Wait a minute.
Celtics are pussies.
25 till 1 at 560 WQM. We got 400 open lines here and 25 minutes to go. See, they don't want to make it too easy today. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Miami.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Neil. This
good.
Is Carlos, actually. Hola. Hey, listen, do you ever watch The Sixth Sense?
Never watch what?
The Sixth Sense, the movie.
No.
Oh, man, you have to make an exception when Bruce Willis is there and watch that movie. It is great.
Is it? Okay, I guess they just cut. You hear the click on there? I guess
so
they just
great,
cut him off.
So great, go see it again.
Yeah, go watch it again. Let me know if you still like it, Carlos. If Bruce Willis is in it, the answer is
no.
I will not go see it. In addition to which, didn't I ask you the other day, since it got such a humongous response on our poll, should I waste my time go seeing it? And you said no.
No. You said no. No. So I won't do it. Won't be worth it for you. Thanks anyway, Pally. Thanks for the recommendation.
They went down like, hey, what are some of those girls I was talking about at Chilling and Z's?
5670560. I'll tell you the best part of all of this, none of it has any, I mean, he does mention the Celtics are pussies, whatever. None of it has anything to do with sports. Like I said, Clarence, I think you're moving in the right direction. More entertainment and less repetitive sports. Less of that crap, okay? Nobody gives a crap anymore about sports. Nobody cares. It's terminal. It's ponderous. So I'm wondering who's going to get the axe in the morning, who they're going to move out of there. It's probably Gildy. Because Moe's got a solid 2-year contract, and they don't want to have to deal with him. Oh, I wish they were never born. So I'm thinking maybe Gildy, he'll get relegated to doing just the sports updates at a very much reduced salary.
I don't think Howard's going to gel with Pharrell.
You don't?
No.
I think it'll be great.
I think it'll be a battle of the Titans.
Okay, well, let's wait and find out. Probably starts Monday on a show near you.
Here's West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Pally.
Hey, is that guy Farrell related to Dick Farrell? That is a stepson or grandfather's son? Remember Dickie Farrell?
That's his illegitimate brother.
Hey, how about those ducks last night, Neil?
Oh!
Home
nice
Korea.
Going.
Do you like that goal?
J.F. Daguerre, man, this guy's like a brick wall in that net.
How about that little tic-tac-toe play with Adam Oates who floats behind the net? Did you see that?
I noticed that. He banged it right out of the air.
You blinked, that thing was in the net.
That's right.
Well, you know, the other thing, that guy, what's his name, Jirka?
Man, Jirka, yeah.
He gets up. Jirka? He like rips you every time he substitutes for you know, I got insomnia and I got to try to listen to, what's his name? Ed.
Eddie K, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Neil always tries to make the ratings. I don't understand this guy, you know.
All he's got to do is report the news, and the radio ratings are a piece of the news, and, you know, he does it whenever he feels like it. So I guess if we ever have a bad book, which that day will come, at that point he'll discover that the radio ratings are very big news, you know.
I vote for Spick and Spuds.
Okay, thanks.
Adam's your douchebag.
See ya, Pally. 567. See, this is addictive. You start doing it and you can't stop.
Oh, yeah, you have no idea.
You'll see. If you do try doing that after about an hour and a half,
you won't be able to talk.
You know, the guy that knew Pharrell that called before that was telling us about his ex-wife and how hot she was, I should have asked him, because Beaner Boy says he talks very much like that off the air. That's his voice.
Right.
How is that possible, other than, like, years and years of lots of smoking and booze and smoking?
That's right.
And choking and gagging.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAQAM.
Fast.
This crowd is cheering with organized exuberance.
Glorious landing by our fearless leader with the United States Rhinestone Band playing, led by Carl Rove with baton in hand.
Fearless leader is now stepping out of the cockpit. Oh, how handsome he looks. Certainly looks the part of the hero, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. And speaking of cockpit, take a look at the parachute harness he's wearing.
Well, I'm sure the good Christian women who wear a rope to tie their pants are swooning like good patriots.
You know, this is only the second time behind the sticks since he flew champagne to the CO Club in Houston 30 years ago.
That explains why the Viet Cong never got close to Texas.
Down the hangar deck, there's an all-dragger view of Chicago. Let's take a look down the hangar deck, shall we?
Yeah, let's go. Say, is that Renee Zellweger?
No, it looks like a... Wait a minute. That there's Ari Fleischer.
No, well, Fox News comes back. We'll have more on the new Power of Prayer budget proposal and those controversial online lesbian pictures of Ann Coulter and Heather Nauert.
All right.
1244 at 560 WQAM. Happy Thursday, too. We got the Mad Dog coming up at 1 o'clock. And the Hot Couples Contest got almost 600 votes on there already. That thing is really puking up there, you know?
Smoking. Probably one of the reasons being they want to see them boobies, see if they're real or make-believe, you know what I mean?
I want India. Bring them.
Yeah. Anyway.
5670560. Here's North Miami Beach. Hello. North Miami Beach? Is in there? Is gone? Shame on them. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Do you pay Canadian taxes?
Here's Coconut Grove. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay, hey, ma'am.
Yeah, gosh, I'm nervous a little bit. You know, I've been listening to you for a long time. Can I ask you, why don't you just show your repeats like you used to?
Why don't I show my repeats?
I mean, you know, have them on the radio instead of having George. Why don't you have the old ones? You used to put the best of Neil on.
They're awful.
No, they weren't, man. I need my dose of Neil.
No,
we don't need George.
No.
Sorry, no offense, George. He is so boring.
I know that.
Everybody
but now,
I know said before, nobody listens that, to him.
Now that he's got the new voice, though, it might spruce him up a little bit.
He's the worst.
Is he?
He's worse. He is. He's terrible. No offense, but he's not a DJ. You know, I don't know.
And by the way, for the guy before the crank, I don't pay Canadian taxes because I got no Canadian income, asshole. But anyway, go ahead.
You know what I was also going to ask you? Did you ever see Pi, which was the first film that the guy that Aronofsky did?
You mean the one where he put the drill in his head at the end? Yes.
Yeah, that was cool. And also, Welcome to the Dollhouse, the same Todd Solon.
Yeah, I got
to
get
that. Yeah, those movies, I saw those years ago. Anyway, I love you.
Okay, thanks.
I've been listening to you. Your voice is really sexy. You know that?
It sure is.
It really is. Okay,
and
bye.
Have a great day.
Bye, Vanessa.
Bye-bye. Bye.
She said she hates you, George.
Yeah, I know.
Who should fill in for Neil during the summer? I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's too embarrassing. 851 votes, though, and Joe Zagecki's still in last place. That's all you need to know. And the Beast has got a bunch of phony votes. And George doing Pharrell's voice is only 7 behind Pharrell himself. Maybe that's something for Clarence to think about. Because if they're going to put him on full time, they might, you know, have to pay him some serious bucks.
You know what the number is, right? 567-0560. Pound that 560 special on AT&T and Verizon Wireless.
I'm going to get some cat going tonight.
Incoherent, I think, is the word that comes to mind. Incoherent. Here's Palm City. Hello.
Hello. Is me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Neil. I get a vote on the poll, and I also have a shameless request. Can I get both?
Go ahead.
Okay. I kind of liked last summer when you had your tapes on. I know you don't like the tapes, but you had the tapes and George. It was to me that was good. I enjoyed George. Wait a minute.
We had tapes on last summer?
Didn't you play the? No, I'm sorry. You were live for 2 days. That's right. That's what I liked.
Oh, well, we're still doing that. I'm still going to do Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, then if you're going to do Tuesdays and Thursdays, I like to have George on. I like to listen to him on the other days. I don't personally like him 5 days a week. But if you're going to be on there Tuesdays and Thursdays, I just don't have George the rest of the time.
You know something? I'm thinking that's really the way to go. George Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Neil Tuesday and Thursday. Not just during the summertime. I'm thinking all year long would be good.
Well, I wouldn't want that all year long. No offense, George. I wouldn't.
And what's the request, Callie?
I've been telling my brother who lives in New Hampshire all about nobody speaks English anymore, and he's wondering if we could get it in today.
I'll sneak it in, okay?
You're a wonderful man. By the way, we both have the same birthday. Thank you, Neil.
Happy birthday, Pally.
Bye.
In November.
See ya.
Okay. Both born on November 5. Well, I'm going to have to play that now because if I don't do it now, because you know what I got to play at the end, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, I don't have to, but I feel like it. And plus, it's already in there queued up.
It would be a criminal thing not to.
It would be bad not to play that at the end of the show. So now we'll play this.
Jumped in a taxi cab. I said, driver, Central Park. He looked at me so quizzically, I could tell he was in the dark. So I acted out my park charade, and with my arms the trees I made. Cause nobody speaks English anymore. I went down to Miami Beach where the weather is nice and sunny. I walk into a liquor store, but the guy there talks real funny. So I ask him for a pint of Old Jim Beam. He says, non tiendo. What does that mean? Nobody speaks English anymore. So at the corner deli, hell, I think I'm in Pakistan. Speak English, smelly. Or you can go back to Iran. I came here many years ago. Learn my ABCs. I don't say muchas gracias. I say pretty please. So get yourself to a classroom quick. You're in America now. Stop making me sick. Nobody speaks English anymore.
11 till 1 at 560 WQAM. You know, I'm looking at this very jackass article the other day about the Pharrell thing. And yeah. I think, you know, as usual, because Greg uses Barry Jackass as his mouthpiece to rip people and to spread rumors and to spread paranoia and whatever, to plant the seeds, you know. Barry is Greg's seed planter. And where he says he's considered using Pharrell on Howard David's morning show, but nothing is imminent. He says, we'd like to add more humor to the morning show. Say, can you read between the lines on that?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the question is, who's going to be with him on a morning show? It's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. Who's going to be with Pharrell on a morning show, and who's going to be out? And who's going to be on top, and who's going to be on the bottom? That's the only question.
Why does somebody have to be out?
Now, this can't possibly be our chronic friend from New York, can it? The epitome guy, or whatever that word was. Hello?
No, Neil, that's not him.
Oh, thank God.
How you doing today, sir?
Pretty good.
Hey, just want to talk a little hockey before the end of your show.
Okay.
Isn't it amazing that Babcock got Rob Niedermeyer to finally play like a hockey player?
Well, you know, people have been questioning about it. People said, well, you know, you were ripping him, Needle, and the Panthers gave up too early. There are some guys they could have played here till they were 100 years old. They never would have been good.
Yeah,
he went to Calgary and he stuck the joint out. You got to get a guy in a certain situation playing with a certain chemistry, and for whatever the reasons, he fit right in there and he's playing great.
And he had that sweet breakaway the other night.
I saw that.
It's the same player.
I saw that, shorthanded.
And you know the funny thing, too, about Chiguerre that people don't talk about is the reason Calgary gave up on him is because he dehydrated.
Yeah.
And if you notice, his water bottle in the back of the nets, he drinks out of a straw. And that's
I'll be damned.
Less air.
I hear Pharrell drinks out of a straw, too, is what I heard.
I wouldn't doubt that either. Hey, and parting, the worst thing about hockey on ESPN, Gary Thorne. He's an asshole.
Which is why I watch CBC, eh?
Love you, Neil.
See you, Pally.
Bye.
little hockey talk from a guy from New York where they really appreciate their hockey. And, of course, they don't have any playing with the Rangers or the Islanders. They're done, just like the make-believes. Hey, listen, it's down to Anaheim. And forget about the Wild. They had a nice run, but they're done. And then, of course, Ottawa, New Jersey. Pray for Ottawa, okay, please? Because New Jersey is as boring as listening to Gilbert Ladd. Oh, I mean, just coma-inducing. Nobody wants to hear that. Okay, here's the, so far, at least during the show, the final result. Who would fill in and should fill in for Neil this summer? Rick and Suds, 270. George and Suds, 171. George Solo, 167. The B-62. You buying it, Beaner Boy?
No.
No. No way. Pharrell, 53.
George doing Pharrell's voice, 46. Steve Kane, 30. Beaner Boy, 27. Lynn Samuels, 20, and Joe Z. Joe may not be good on the air. He may not be exciting, but at least he's consistent. He's been sucking wind in last place from the get-go. Out of 862 votes, he's only got 16. He's in last place. He's still sucking a big one. Poor Joe. Good guy, but we don't want to hear him on the air. There's a lot of nice people. We don't want to hear him on the air. And let me take one. Can I take a quick peek at the hot couple sky? I guess I can do whatever I want. Aaron and Amy, 180. George and Susan, 138, as Aaron and Amy all of a sudden have pulled into a lead, okay? Still got a long way to go, though. So get to that website, take a long, hard look, squeeze it, peruse it, examine it, think about it.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAQAM.
Well, congratulations. Get a life.
Have a great time, boys. Bye.
The Middle
Eastern
world.
Okay.
We'll be exploded, Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's going. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Three 3,000 people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of the name Bin Laden, but no one seems concerned. All comfy and complacent, believing every word of this cartel administration that controls us by fear through media manipulation. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads. You turn at Iraq as some weapons of mass destruction. The loss of civil rights is the price that we're paying. We're all suspects now, Nazi Ashcroft is saying. I have...